This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
The following is a sports presentation of Classic Hits Radio, 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. High school basketball is on the air.
Axman crossover dribble. Erickson trying to keep up, and Axman's going to knock down the three-pointer from the right corner, and that will give her 10 points here in the first half, and Pleasanton has their first lead of the ball game.
Tonight, it's the opening round of the Pleasanton pre-holiday tournament, featuring the Bertrand Vikings taking on the host Bulldogs. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Inbounds pass, Ehlers out to Cook for three, and he hits another one. Travis Cook, his third three here in the quarter, and the lead goes to 10 for the Vikings, and it's stolen away by Cook. Cook goes in for the layup and scores.
With just a few days left before the Christmas break, these squads look to head into the holidays on a winning streak. It's the Vikings and the Bulldogs coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join KKPR Sports Director Doug Duda live from Pleasanton right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Pleasanton, Nebraska for Monday Night Basketball here on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. The opening night of the 2009 Pleasanton Pre-Holiday Basketball Tournament, where the Bulldogs welcome in the Bertrand Vikings here in the new gymnasium. And over in the old gymnasium, Arapahoe's Warriors are taking on the Litchfield Trojans, also 6 and 7:45 tip times tonight. We're featuring the Pleasanton and Bertrand doubleheader. The girls are up first, where you've got a contrast in teams so far. Pleasanton has really had the better of things for quite some time. Their girls' basketball program has been very strong, posting 20-win season after 20-win season, plus and plus and plus. And they are ranked fourth of the state of Nebraska in Class D2 in the preseason, and they're off to a perfect 5-0 start. Kind of like last year for the girls from Bertrand, it was a slow start after volleyball. They had a slow start in volleyball, but got things turned around the last couple of years. And they had a slow start in basketball before putting some wins on the board last year. And unfortunately for them, that's the same case they're in here with an 0-5 start. But that includes losses to Alma, Axtell, Loomis, and Dundee County Stratton, all teams that have been pretty darn good over the past. Problem for Bertrand is scoring points. So they have not scored more than 33 in any of those five ball games. And so talking with Coach Brent Streeter, he says, our goal is to get the ball up so that we can score some points and not mess around. So if they can break the press tonight, they're going to be shooting it and not worrying about what else is going on. The boys' game should be a little bit more evenly matched. Both teams trying to find that 500 mark before 2010 rolls around on January the 1st, and they'll have some opportunities to do that here over the next two nights. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on KKPR. We'll look at the starters after this.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Trotter Fertilizer of Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes. See Trotters for everything you need to keep your farm rolling and your crops growing, including chemicals and fertilizers. Trotter Fertilizer in Pleasanton. Good luck, Bulldogs.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Conley and Owen and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Let's take a look at the starting lineups, brought to you as always by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of customers one at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank. First of all, tonight for Bertrand, number 3 is a 5'7" senior, Brooke Dahlgren. Number 11 is a 5'8" sophomore, Mindy Cook. Number 15 is a 5'8" senior, Mariah Peterson. Number 23 is a 5'6" junior, Dakota Lundy. And number 35 is a 5'10" senior, Sierra Jones. The head coach of the Bertrand Lady Vikes, Brent Streeter, assisted by Bill Ford. For Pleasanton, number 12 is a 5'2" sophomore, Courtney Dowell. Number 20 is a 5'10" junior, Nicole Rasmussen. Number 32 is a 5'8" senior, Ashley Axman. Number 34, 5'10" senior, Kelsey Vest. And number 50, a 6'4" senior, Laurel Zwiener. The head coach of the Pleasanton Bulldogs is Brenda Pates, assisted by Dustin Hanley. They're a perfect 5-0 on the season. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. We'll be back with the opening tip right after this.
When you choose a brand of seed, look beyond just the product. At Pioneer Seed, everything you buy comes with our industry-leading services and technical support. Your experienced Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis, is backed by hundreds of scientists and local agronomy experts. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The Pleasanton Business Booster Club is very proud of the Pleasanton athletes this year. And all the members of this year's Booster Club would like to take the time to wish the team best of luck in today's game. Go Bulldogs!
Ho-Ho Hogan's has it for the holidays. Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, ASICS, shoes, apparel, accessories, and equipment for the whole family. And don't forget, Hogan's gift cards make the perfect gift. 8 West 56th Street in Kearney. Hogan's has it.
Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says go Dogs.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, KKPR, New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. The traveling blue and white trim for Bertrand, the home white and red trim for the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs. They'll be moving from left to right. Bertrand from right to left as you view it along your radio dial as we get ready for tonight's basketball doubleheader. Here on KKPR, wishing you and yours a Merry Christmas and, of course, Happy New Year as we get ready for holiday tournament action next week. Tomorrow night, we're going to be down the road in Axtell as the Wildcats take on Kearney Catholic, 6:30 and 8 o'clock. And then next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, coverage of the Ravenna and Kearney Catholic holiday tournaments. Laurel Zwiener to jump center against Sierra Jones, giving up about 6 inches there. Zwiener, most of the time, wins the tip, and we expect that here, and we are underway as the opening tip will be taken by the Pleasanton Bulldogs. And let's see how Bertrand decides they want to attack here and how the Bulldogs want to do things. Looks like they're going to start off in a zone defense here, backing her way in, trying to get a shot away. It won't go that time. Rebound brought down by Dahlgren off the Rasmussen miss, and Bertrand will push the basketball up the floor. And a little trapping zone being put on here by Pleasanton, try to go to the high post. It's going to be tipped away. And saved there by Bertrand, and Lundy got it. Kicking into the corner to Dahlgren. Dahlgren looking for an open shot. Bounce pass, couple of nice ones underneath, and the short jumper will not go that time off the hands of Mariah Peterson. Laurel Zwiener got the rebound. It was a great entry pass that time by the Vikings, and they almost had the lead. As Zwiener's going to pull up from the free throw line and hit the jumper. So packing it in, Zwiener steps outside and gives the Bulldogs the lead at 2-0. Little 1-2-2, three-quarter court trap being put on here. Bertrand has no problem with it. Into the corner of the go, taking a look at it, but not pulling the trigger is Peterson. Ball back up front, and the pass is going to be kicked away by Axman. When you're 5-0 going against 0-5, you pretty much know what's going to happen out here. If you're Pleasanton, and maybe Bertrand can take advantage of some early lethargic play here by the Bulldogs, if indeed that is the case, sitting in that 2-1-2. Turnaround jumper is on the way. It's too strong that time. Off the hands of Jones, and the rebound brought down by Axman. Axman, long outlet pass to the other end, run down by Courtney Dowell. Zwiener takes it into the paint. Runner is on the way, too strong. Rebound brought down by the Vikings and Mariah Peterson. Peterson gives it off to Dahlgren, who'll push the ball up the floor. So far, Bertrand's done a good job of getting the ball up the floor on the pass, so it's knocked away, and the steal will be made by Axman. Over to Zwiener. Zwiener runs the three-on-one break. She gets it to Axman, but by the time Ashley got the ball, she was underneath the rim, and her shot goes off the rim and out of bounds. And they're going to give the ball to Pleasanton here. Evidently, it ricocheted off a Viking foot. I don't know that anybody was even in the zone, but Ashley Axman, who ever said, really, it's our ball? She goes in to take it out. So to the free throw line, the jumper Kelsey Vest off the iron won't go. Zwiener comes in, grabs the rebound, and she'll be fouled on the putback. So Laurel Zwiener will go to the line for our first free throws of the evening. And the foul is going to be on the Vikings. Let's see who they call on. There are two or three people in there, and it's going to be on Sierra Jones. First foul of the game. And Zwiener will put the free throw up, and it is in. First 3 points of the ball game belong to Pleasanton's Laurel Zwiener. And we already have a timeout being called here by Bertrand. So Coach Brent Streeter calls the timeout early on in the ball game. 6:10 to go here in the first quarter of play. 3-0 Pleasanton. We'll be right back.
At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
And welcome back to Pleasanton. I want to thank Athletic Director Ricky Westland and the crew, as always, for their hospitality at the Holiday Tournament. Out of the timeout, the second free throw for Laurel Zwiener is going to be up and in, so Zwiener hits them both. And Pleasanton is up by a score of 4-0, just 2 minutes into the ball game here on KKPR. Bertrand out to the outside. They're going to take a quick runner. It's no good getting in the rebound, but Sweener's going to block the shot of Mindy Cook, and that'll be Laurel's first block. She'll take it away. Outlet pass goes to Courtney Dowell. Dowell will bring it to the high post, swing it over to Axman. Up top, Zwiener. Zwiener, 16-footer again, up and in. Well, yeah. If you're Bertrand, you're just going to have to live with that. If Zwiener could knock down that outside shot, you're just going to have to live with it because you've got to defend the inside as they get a quick jumper in the corner that's off the mark. But Brooke Dahlgren has the rebound. She tries to kick it back out front, stolen away by Axman. Two on two the other way. Ashley pulls up from six. The jumper won't go, and the rebound brought down by Mindy Cook. Her second, but then it's stolen away, and Kelsey Best gets it over to Courtney Dowell, and Dowell's going to lay it up and in. So it's quickly 8-0 here in front of the Bulldogs. Bertrand with their third turnover of the quarter. Trying to get some shots away. Here's a three-pointer, but before they can get that three away, they're going to be a shuffle of the feet and a walk called on Bertrand. I think the reason that Coach Streeter called that timeout was just to reemphasize what he had told me in the pregame and what he had told his girls. If you've got a shot, shoot it, because that's been one of their problems this year, not getting enough shots, which, of course, in turn leads to their low point production. As Pleasanton, a little inside-outside, gets it down to Zwiener. Turnaround jumper, no good. And the rebound, Dakota Lundy. Bertrand is doing a good job of boxing out and getting some defensive rebounds here. But up the floor, the ball will be stolen away by Nicole Rasmussen. So here come the Bulldogs, up 8-0, 4:40 to go in the first quarter of play. And Vest gets it up top off the pick. Axman, bounce pass, beautiful one to Rasmussen, and she's going to be fouled. Shot won't go. But two free throws coming up for Nicole Rasmussen. Good ball move at that time by the Lady Bulldogs, and it doesn't matter who you're playing. You always want to be crisp and fundamental, and Pleasanton's trying to get that job done here as Mindy Cook will have the foul, her first. Rasmussen's free throw is on the way, and it's off the front of the rim, no good. And coming in for the Bulldogs is going to be Kelly Bauer along with Allison Fisher here for Coach Brenda Pates. Second free throw now for Rasmussen. It's on the way, and it's going to hit the front of the rim. It won't go, but an offensive rebound hustled in there. Ashley Axman tried to get it out to Zwiener, and it's off her hands and out of bounds. Pleasanton with their first turnover of the basketball game. So it goes to the Vikings here, looking for their first points of the opening quarter. And Dakota Lundy will take the inbounds pass. Lundy, the 5'6 junior, a mixture of juniors, freshmen, sophomore, senior. They got one of each in the starting lineup. And coming up, Kelly Bauer forces the walk. So right back over to Pleasanton. This has been the story so far in December here for Bertrand. Turnovers, and then when they do get the shots, they're just not falling for them. And so far, That's been the story of the first half of the first quarter. Jumper on the left wing, the 19-footer, no good by Pleasanton. Offensive rebound, Axman, but she fell down. She tried to take that step in. I'm not sure if she stepped on a foot or if she just slipped. And out of bounds to Bertrand. Second turnover here for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. 8-0 Pleasanton, 4:15 to go here in the first quarter. The winner comes back and plays in this gym tomorrow at 6 o'clock in the championship. Loser goes across the street for the consolation. Bounce pass left side. Three-point attempt by Dahlgren is going to be blocked out there by Axman. And then fighting for the loose ball. Looks like we've got our first foul of the game on Pleasanton. And they're going to call that on Allison Fisher. So Bertrand ball underneath their own hoop. And Dahlgren will bounce it in to Cook. Back up top to Lundy. Back over to Dahlgren. Open 12-footer on the way too strong. And fighting for the loose ball. We're going to get a jump ball underneath between Ashley Axman and Sierra Jones. The arrow points the way of Bertrand. So they'll keep possession here. Throwing it in on the other side of the hoop this time will be Cook. Bounces it into Dahlgren. But back out to midcourt to Lundy. Trying to get it back over there to Cook. Off the pick, she'll fire the three-pointer. It's off the front of the iron, won't go. And the rebound comes out long to Axman. It's one-on-one the other way. Ashley pulls up from seven, and again it's in and out, no good. And the ball goes out of bounds off the Bulldogs. Back over to Bertrand. Axman already five rebounds here in the first quarter of play. So the Vikings will walk the ball up the floor here, and Axman and the Bulldogs will set back in the zone, and here's another block shot. Ashley Axman getting a hand on the shot by Cook. Two on one the other way. Axman bounce pass Rasmussen, gathers herself, misses the shot. Offensive rebound. Axman back up and in, and she'll draw the foul. Well, Bertrand was doing a good job of boxing out in the half court, but here in the transition game, there's been a couple three offensive rebounds by Pleasanton, most of those by Axman. Ashley has her first bucket, and the foul is going to be on Dakota Lundy. That's her first foul, third team foul, and Axman at the line to put the free throw up, and it is no good. That should be it. She made the bucket. The bucket went in. She should have only had one free throw, which she just shot and missed, so the ball will go over to Bertrand. Nobody moved. Nobody went for the rebound, and so Bertrand gets a freebie there. They probably would have got the board anyway, but you don't see that very often. Everybody's going, what? So Pleasanton will be back on defense. Mariah Zwiener is going to check in here for the Bulldogs, and it will be Bertrand basketball. 10-0 your score in favor of the Bulldogs. They'll work it around the perimeter. Bertrand will get it into the corner and double-team there, so back out to Lundy. Over to Cook. Dakota right side, swings it left side to Dahlgren. Brooke looks inside. She'll find Peterson. Peterson kicks it back out top. Good ball movement here. Jumper on the right side is off the iron. Won't go that time by Jones. Long rebound. It comes all the way out to Sierra Jones again. But as she tries to get it inside, it's stolen away. So the offensive rebound goes for naught. And back over to the Bulldogs. Pleasanton works it right side now with Allison Fisher. Nice pass across the lane for the jumper that's going to roll out that time by Dowell. And the defensive rebound by Jones turns it an outlet pass, and the Vikings will get it across the timeline. Peterson had numbers, but we're waiting for her teammate. Vikings probably not used to seeing a lot of fast break opportunities. As Cook drives the baseline, the shot won't go, and the rebound brought down by Allison Fisher. Bertrand's getting some looks here. They just haven't been able to get the ball to go in the cylinder. At the other end, the jumper from the left wing is also going to be off the mark by Kelsey Vest. Rebound brought down by Mindy Cook. Outlet pass, two on two. Pull-up jumper off the glass. Will not go for Jones. And Pleasanton comes out of there with the rebound. A little stutter dribbled and getting by the defense is Allison Fisher. Nice job there by Fisher. And she'll bring it all the way to the front court and leave it off for Courtney Dowell in the right-hand corner. Back up top. Faking the three-pointer is Mariah Zwiener over to the left side. Vest, in and out, no good. Somebody better check the size of the basketball. Brooke Dahlgren with the rebound. Outlet pass to Peterson, and a walk will be called. So back in, we're going to see Bertrand go to the bench. Haley Samuelson will come in. Laurel Zwiener will come in for little sister Mariah. 1:39 to go here in the first quarter. It's Pleasanton 10, and Bertrand nothing. Rasmussen also re-enters for Pleasanton. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web, kkpr.com. Glad you're along with us tonight. And as always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. The boys' game follows at around 7:45. Try to lob it into Zwiener. It was not a very good pass, but she's able to tap it to herself. Double team back to Dow, back to Zwiener. She's outside the lane, now backs her way in. Good move, and she'll put it up and score. Laurel with 8 of the 12 points here. Couple buckets from the outside. That's her first one inside. And it's 12-0 in favor of Pleasanton. Lundy brings the ball down the floor, kicks it off on the left wing. Vikings bounce pass to the right side to Dahlgren. Back up Lundy. She's going to fire the 15-footer. No good. Zwiener pulls down the rebound. Under a minute to go here in the opening quarter. And up the floor with it will be Nicole Rasmussen. Rasmussen leaves it off for Vest. Looks for a cutter, just holds the ball above her head here. Dumps it into the corner. Kelly Bauer, open three. It's going to be short. And running it down on the backside will be Dakota Lundy. And up the floor comes Lundy all the way. But as she gets to Zwiener, she blocks it, got it back. How about another block? And out of bounds, it's going to go. Stays with Bertrand. And into the ball game for Pleasanton. Looks like two more fresh faces, Alyssa Stubbs and Ashley Axman. 37 seconds to go in the quarter. Bertrand ball underneath their own hoop. They'll lob it into the cutter Peterson, but Zwiener's right there to block the ball out of bounds. So good idea by Bertrand. That's going to work most nights, but not against the 6'4 senior. She just has to put the hand in the air, and you about have to throw it over the backboard to have a chance. They'll lob it up top here to Lundy. Try and create a little more space here in the zone. Pass knocked away Dow, and Dow's going to make the steal. Courtney to the other end, doesn't have numbers. She will hit the trailer stumps. She puts the jumper up, no good. And Dahlgren comes out of there with a rebound. 20 seconds to go here in the quarter. Gives it off to Lundy. Into the right-hand corner, Peterson puts up a 14-footer, and good. And Bertrand is on the board here on the bucket by Mariah Peterson. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Pleasanton will push the ball up the floor. Find Axman. Fakes the three, 4 seconds, drives all the way in, lays it up and scores. Axman very patient there, didn't force the three and made a nice play to the hoop to end the first quarter. So after one, here in the girls' opening round game of the Pleasanton pre-holiday tournament, it's the unbeaten Bulldogs 14 and the Bertrand Vikings 2 on KKPR.
Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop would all like to wish the Pleasanton Bulldogs best of luck this season. Visit the River Stop before and after the game to get your snacks, drinks, and even pizzas. Go Bulldogs from Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop, all of Pleasanton. Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web, kkpr.com. We start the second quarter, and it will be Bulldog basketball leading it 14-2. The original five starters on the floor trying to lob it into Zwiener, and stepping in to make the steal is going to be Sierra Jones. Turnover number three for Pleasanton, and then Bertrand answers right back with their 10th turnover. So 10 turnovers, 9 in the first for Bertrand, 2 in the first for Pleasanton. Rebounds, there are a lot of missed shots. Bertrand had 13 rebounds in the first quarter. Pleasanton had 11. Both teams were 0-1 from three-point land. Bertrand did not attempt a free throw. Pleasanton was 2-5. The Bulldogs are led by Laurel Zwiener with 8 points. She has it on the right elbow. Back out, Best just backing it against the double team. Kicks it out, Dow. Courtney for the three-pointer. It's good. Nothing but net for Courtney Dow. She's got 5 points, and the lead is now out to 15, 17-2 in favor of Pleasanton. Vikings will bring the ball across the timeline. Dow to Lundy. Lundy is stolen away by Dow, and Dow comes to the other end but missed the layup. Rebound, Axman. She misses the putback. How about a second try? Missed it both times, and the rebound will come down to Dakota Lundy. So Pleasanton has had numerous chances to put up more points, and they have missed a lot of short shots. And Bertrand's been getting the Vikings been getting the rebound. And here's another long pass stolen away by Nicole Rasmussen, then punched out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bulldogs. Back into the ball game comes Brooke Dahlgren. for the Vikings. And a timeout going to be called here by Pleasanton. I think Coach Brenda Pates wants to make sure her kids, as we mentioned in the first few minutes of the ball game, stay fundamentally sound here and start working some offense. So a timeout on the floor is going to be a full-length timeout. 6:53 to go in the second quarter. Pleasanton 17, Bertrand 2 on KKPR.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Hillion Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Trotter Fertilizer of Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes. See Trotters for everything you need to keep your farm rolling and your crops growing, including chemicals and fertilizers. Trotter Fertilizer in Pleasanton. Good luck, Bulldogs.
And welcome back to High School Hoops here on KKPR. Doug Duda with you on this Monday night. Don't forget Monday Night Football tonight on our sister station, ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550. The Giants and the Redskins kick it off about 7:35. Pleasanton out of the timeout as the basketball works it to Axwood in the corner. Vikings trying to match up here in their man-to-man defense out to Axwood. She'll cast up the three-pointer. It's no good. Saving the rebound is going to be Brooke Dahlgren. That's her fifth. And here come the Vikings. Pushing it up on the right side is Mindy Cook. She'll drive inside. Great pass to Peterson. Lays it up and scores. Excellent job there by the Vikings. Peterson has both buckets, but Mindy Cook made that one happen and make it 17-4. Pleasanton with the basketball. Out to Axwood on the left wing. Into the corner to Vest. Gets it out on the elbow to Zwiener. A little give and go back into Vest. She drops the ball, and Peterson comes out of there with the steal. Up the floor comes Brooke Dahlgren. Dahlgren, right corner, right baseline, and lost the basketball. Out of bounds it goes. So Bertrand is picking up the pace a little bit. Get up the floor, that's a good idea. You can't get the ball up if you're not in the front court. And so they're putting their head down and going. That time it just didn't work out. There's Dowell into the front court. Crossover dribble, knocked away, picked up by Zwiener. Laurel tries a 17-footer, no good. Nicole Rasmussen has an offensive board. Back to Zwiener underneath, and the layup is good. Nice pass for Rasmussen off the offensive glass. 10 points now for Laurel Zwiener, 19-4. Pleasanton, 5.5 to go here in the second quarter. And into the front court, Cook has it stolen away on a bounce pass by Axman. Outlet pass, Dowell can't run it down, and out of bounds it goes. Going to say Cook knocked it out of her hands, and Pleasanton will get the ball underneath their own hoop. 19-4 is the score. Bulldogs looking for more here in the first half. Lob into Sweeter. The 8-footer up and in. That's the old bread and butter inbounds play there for the Bulldogs. And Laurel Sweeter now has a dozen points. 21-4 here, Bulldogs. Cook, spin move in the backcourt, keeps the dribble. Now fires it underneath. There's Peterson again from 7, up and in. So Cook to Peterson for the second time in a quarter and makes it 21-6. No matter what, another game for these teams tomorrow, either Arapahoe or Litchfield. They'll lob it into Zwiener, tries to throw it into the lane, ball deflected, and I think we're going to have our first jump. There it is. Arrow points the way of Bertrand's. Pleasanton gives it up. We're going to see a bunch of fresh faces checking in here, especially for Bertrand. Got some new players coming in, including Jamie Wilson, a 5'10 freshman, Nakia Anders, 5'2 junior, into the ball game. Also checking in is Brittany VanZant. And on the baseline is Megan Strait. So a lot of youngsters have just checked into the ball game. Staying in the game is going to be Cook, and she handles the ball on the right side. 21-6 throw through the lane. The jumper is up too strong that time by the Vikings, and the rebound brought down by Pleasanton's Ashley Axman. That will be her ninth already here in the first half. Down to the baseline. Here's the jumper on the way. Up and in by Allison Fisher, who also came in at that last horn. Fisher with her first bucket, and it's 23-6 Bulldogs. 4:10 to go here in the first half of play. Cook brings it up right. Leaves it off there for VanZant. Brittany, skip pass, tries to get it into the lane. It's going to be stolen away. Fisher gets in front and comes away with steal. Gives it off to Axman, who walks the ball up the floor, off the right side to Dowell. Baseline wide open as Fisher takes the 12-footer, but that one rattles out. No good. Rebound brought down by Wilson for Bertrand. And here comes Cook. It was a short break because Bertrand's going to put in five new players at the next horn. And right now it's knocked away, run down by the Vikings. Cook has it back, looks right side, bounce passes there to Vinzant. The sophomore gets it to the high post. Wilson, jumper rolls off the rim, no good. Axman with the rebound, long outlet pass to Dowell, and she is going to be fouled before the shot. Foul's going to go on Mindy Cook. That will be her second, and now a whole bunch of folks get to come in. Pleasanton's going to bring in Alyssa Stubbs, and it looks like all the starters are coming back into the ball game for Bertrand, along with Haley Samuelson. And that will allow Cook to come out and get a little bit of a breather. She stayed in there during that last stretch. Pleasanton ball underneath their own hoop after the foul. Lob it up top to Stubbs. Nobody covers her, so she'll take the 19-footer and hit it. Alyssa Stubbs with her first bucket. And a little more spreading around of the offense right now for the Bulldogs. 25-6 Pleasanton. 3:15 to go in the half. Bounce pass right corner. Dahlgren cut off there by Axman. Gets it back out to Lundy. Lobs it in the paint. They'll swing it over the left side. Nothing there. Bertrand moving the ball, trying to get that shot. Down low Dahlgren, but right there is Wiener. So they kick it out for the jumper. That's going to be in and out. No good that time by Peterson. And a foul underneath. Looks like this one's going to go against Pleasanton. And the foul is going to be on Ashley Axman, her first. So Bertrand will get it underneath their own hoop. Second team fouls. All haven't had a lot of fouls. Four on Bertrand, two on Pleasanton. Up top, Lundy. Short bounce pass to Jones and back to Dakota. Dakota will swing it over the left side, keeping it around the perimeter as the Bulldogs extend that zone. Bounce pass down low. Looks like we're going to have a little hold called on the Bulldogs, and that's going to go on Allison Fisher. And that will be her second personal foul. And Bertrand will have to take it out underneath. Don't forget, coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Look at the first half stats. We'll talk a little bit about the boys' game as well. A three off the inbounds that time by Haley Samuelson is going to be off the iron, no good. And Axman with the rebound. Into the front court, Bulldogs get into their offense. Fisher in the corner. Back to Zwiener. Zwiener will be fouled as she tried to dribble through the double team. And it looks like this one could go either Dahlgren or down low on Jones, and it looks like they're going to call it on Sierra Jones, her second, and the team's fifth foul. Pleasanton ball underneath their own hoop. They'll throw it into the corner to Axman, and nothing there, so she'll dish it off. Swing it over to Kelly Bauer, 15-footer, up too strong. Rebound tipped in. Lundy comes out of there with it. Fourth board for Dakota. Up the floor she comes. Kelly Bauer cuts her off, gets it into the paint. Turnaround jumper too strong by Jones, and the rebound brought down by Pleasanton. Allison Fisher with her third. 2:10 to go here in the first half. 25-6 Pleasanton in the lead, as expected. Should have an easy time tonight. Bertrand staying scrappy and going for the steal. Sierra Jones, and that's two quick ones and three total fouls on Sierra Jones. And Pleasanton's going to sub in Mariah Zwiener, and Nicole Rasmussen will return to the lineup. Coming in for Bertrand is going to be Danielle Benson. And Jones with the three fouls will set down. Pleasanton ball at midcourt. And on the entry pass, we're going to have a foul called. Lundy trying to get the steal as it went to Stubbs. And for Dakota, that'll be her second foul. And I think that brings us to a one-and-one situation. So at the line will be Alyssa Stubbs for the first time with 2 minutes to go here in the first half of play. Stubbs, first trip to the line, hit a bucket earlier this quarter. Cook's going to check back into the lineup here for Bertrand, give Lundy a breather. And Stubbs now ready to go. The lefty fires it up, and it rattles around and goes in. She'll earn the bonus. Second free throw now coming up. Four Stubbs, the 5'4 freshman, plenty of freshmen on both rosters here tonight. And the second free throw by Stubbs is on the way, and it is in. So Stubbs hits them both, and it's 27-6 with under 2 minutes to go here in the first half of play. Bounce pass into the front court here for the Vikings. Vikings will get it to Peterson in the left-hand corner. Skip it up top, driving the right side of the lane, putting up the jumper is going to be Cook. It's off the iron, no good. And the board brought down by Rasmussen of the Bulldogs. Nicole brings it into the front court between the circles. Backs it back out, works it right side. Nothing there for Fisher back up to Bauer. Bauer, a couple of dribbles, and back over to the right side. Rasmussen trying to post up Fisher. She's well covered. So they'll reverse it left side to Mariah Zwiener outside the arc. Guarded there by Benson, getting right on top. Can't knock the ball away, though. Good defense here by the Vikings as Pleasanton continues to work it around the perimeter. Holding the ball stub. She just tries to lob it in. Oh, a little lucky there, and Fisher catches it and shoots it. Just kind of lobbed it up there, and it fell right over the outstretched fingertips of Bertrand, and another bucket that time for the Bulldogs. Minute to go here in the first half, and Cook has it on the right elbow. She'll drive in and leave it off for Dahlgren. Three-pointer on the way. Off the heel, no good. Ball will be slapped into the corner, and another board for Pleasanton's Allison Fisher. That'll be her fourth. Plenty of time left on the clock here for the Bulldogs as Kelly Bauer pushes it up the right side, and then a reach-in foul. Going to be called on Brooke Dahlgren trying to get the steal, and that will allow Bauer to go to the line and try and find her first point of the evening. 43 seconds to go here in the first half. More substitutions for the Bulldogs. Here comes Kayla Linden and Brianna Bachman into the ball game. And the free throw now by Bauer. On the way, and it's short, and the rebound will come down to Benson for Bertrand. So Danielle pushes it up the front side to Cook. Cook takes it all the way to the left baseline, leaves it out for the open three. Samuelson can't get it to go. And the rebound brought down by Pleasanton. And a timeout going to be called here. Also into the ball game was Brenna Siebert. She got the rebound. And a timeout going to be called here on the floor. With 30 seconds remaining, Pleasanton called the timeout. Get a couple more girls in and get something set up. We'll take a break. Be right back. 29-6 Pleasanton.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
When you choose a brand of seed, look beyond just the product. At Pioneer Seed, everything you buy comes with our industry-leading services and technical support. Your experienced Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis, is backed by hundreds of scientists and local agronomy experts. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
And we're back out of the timeout. Bertrand's going to put a little pressure on Pleasanton as they try to get the ball up the floor here with 25 seconds, giving off the Stubbs. Stubbs works at left side. Jenna Martin's also in there. They'll get Jenna the ball, and that's going to be stolen away. Samuelson one-on-one, and she'll be fouled. The shot rolls off the rim, won't go. But Samuelson will go to the line for the first free throws of the ball game for the Bertrand Vikings. 14 seconds remaining before the halftime. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report will be coming up. Now a chance to shoot a pair here for Haley Samuelson. Mariah Peterson has all 6 points here in the first half for Bertrand. See if that changes here. Samuelson's free throw is up and no good. Again, Arapahoe and Litchfield playing across the street in the old gym, as they say. Second free throw now, taking her time looking it over. Samuelson, and that one won't go, but an offensive rebound put back up and in. And I think a foul to go along with it. Benson with the offensive putback, and she'll get a chance at a three-point play here. She got around Kayla Linden, and Linden a little late going for the ball, then committed the foul. So a chance for a free throw now from Benson after making a nice offensive putback. She'll put it up. It's no good, and the ball will be tipped into the hands of Sievert again. Sievert will give it off to Martin. 8 seconds in the backcourt. Martin back to Sievert. 4 seconds, probably should have been a 10-second call. They'll make the pass, it's stolen away, and that will get us to halftime as Cook makes the steal. So at halftime, as expected, it is all Pleasanton, the unbeaten Bulldogs leading the winless Vikings of Bertrand 29-8. When we come back, it's the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll run down all the first half numbers for you. A little preview of the boys' game as well, so keep it here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Pleasanton, and Bertrand, Classic Hits, 98.9 to the World Wide Web at KKPR.com.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
The Pleasanton Business Booster Club is very proud of the Pleasanton athletes this year.
and all the members of this year's Booster Club would like to take the time to wish the team best of luck in today's game. Go Bulldogs!
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
Symmatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says go Dawgs.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
And welcome back to Pleasanton High School. Doug Duda with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 on the World Wide Web at KKPR.com on this Monday night before Christmas. Best holiday wishes to you and yours and a Merry Christmas as we play a little basketball the next couple of nights and then everybody breaks off for the holidays. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. Here in the girls' game, it is 29-8 in favor of Pleasanton. We'll look at the numbers in just a little bit. Up next, though, we've got the boys' game going to get underway at approximately 7:30, 7:45 tonight. Bertrand, after winning their season opener and looking pretty good doing it over Alma, has played some extremely tough competition. Don't let their 1-4 record fool you, because the teams that have beaten them so far this season are a combined 19-4. Axtell and Eustis Farnham are unbeaten. Loomis is 4-2, and Dundee County Stratton, who they played last Saturday, is 5-2 on the season. And Bertrand, outside of the Axtell game, has shown that they can put the ball in the hoop. They have scored 53 or more points in those four other games. Now, they're also giving up points, and that's why they're losing. But it could be fun if both these teams get up and down the floor like they did last year. Bertrand had Pleasanton on the ropes. They had the lead at half, and then a big third quarter by Pleasanton got them back in the ball game, and Bertrand almost made the comeback, but fell short last year in the opening round of the holiday tournament. Kind of the same story for Pleasanton. They notched a win over winless Wilcox Hildreth last Saturday night, and they've also beaten Elwood, and that's Elwood's only loss. Their losses have come to three state-rated teams in Axtell, Loup City, and Overton. Loup City and Overton ranked in D1, 5th and 7th, and Axtell as high as number 2 in Class C2. And so they have played some very stout opponents. The three teams that have beat them have a combined record of 12-2 so far on the season. And Overton lost to Axtell already, so that is their loss on the season. And Loup City, they've played some pretty good basketball. They got clipped by St. Paul for their first loss the other night at Class C1 school. So even though Pleasanton's 2-3 and Bertrand's 1-4, they have played some very stiff competition to start the season. Now, after the ball games tonight, Bertrand, everybody will be back tomorrow, but then the holiday tournaments, Bertrand will be playing in the Franklin Holiday Tournament and play Red Cloud in the opening round. That tournament is the 29th and 30th for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. They are in the Arapaho Holiday Tournament. And for Pleasanton, those games are on the 28th and the 29th, so that's Monday and Tuesday a week from tonight. They get Hitchcock County in the opening round, both the girls and the boys, in that tournament. So that's what's coming up for these two schools before the end of the year. Everybody's got three more games after tonight, and we should see some pretty good basketball from both of the squads. But the boys' game comes up next. That should be an entertaining contest, and we sure hope it will be. We'll bring it to you here. Then tomorrow night, we will be at Axtell to see the Wildcats for the second time this season against Kearney Catholic. The Kearney Catholic girls have been very solid this year. They got nipped by Sandy Creek in the season-opening tournament where they committed 30 turnovers and still scored 59 points, but Sandy Creek girls are unbeaten, so there is a tough test. And Axtell girls, they're playing okay, but they're going to have their hands full tomorrow. The boys' game, boy, if you like offense, we should see an up-and-down pace tomorrow night in that boys' basketball game. We've seen Kearney Catholic get into the 70s the last two times they've been out against Elm Creek and Ravenna. And Axtell, well, everybody knows in the FKC how the Axtell boys like to get up and down the floor. And as we said, they're so far unbeaten on the season. So that's tomorrow night. Girls scheduled to begin at 6:30, and the boys at 8 o'clock. Then we are off for the holidays, and we will be back with you next Monday here on KKPR and on ESPN 1460. We're at the Ravenna Holiday Tournament on Monday. Ravenna plays Overton. Loup City will play Centura in the early games, starting at 1 and then 2:30, and then we will have the evening games here on KKPR between Overton and Ravenna. We'll continue that tournament next Tuesday and also start the Kearney Catholic Tournament, where the Stars take on Amherst in the opening round. North Platte, St. Pat's, and Ainsworth also in that tournament. And then on the 30th, a week from Wednesday, we'll wrap things up at Kearney Catholic. So that's what's coming up here on the airways before the end of the year. You can always go to kkpr.com for more information. We'll take a break and be back and look at the first half stats of our girls' game. Pleasanton 29, Bertrand 8. We'll be right back.
At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Let's start with a look at the numbers here for the Bertrand Lady Vikings. 5 rebounds for Brooke Dahlgren, and that leads the team here in the first half. Mindy Cook has 3 rebounds, and she's got 2 or 3 very nice assists in the ball game, and those have been going to Mariah Peterson, who has the team high with 6 points. She also has 1 rebound. Danny Benson has 2 points, 2 rebounds. Dakota Lundy has 4 rebounds. Sierra Jones, 3 rebounds. And Jamie Wilson, 1 rebound. 13 rebounds in the first quarter, 6 in the second. No free throw attempts in the first quarter, 0 of 3 in the second. 3-point shooting, 0 of 1 in the first, 0 of 3 in the second. Turnovers for Bertrand, 9 in the first and 6 in the second. Foul situation, Sierra Jones has 3 and Dakota Lundy and Mindy Cook each have 2. Bertrand had 2 points in the first quarter, got 6 in the second at the half. 8 points, 19 rebounds, 0 of 3 at the free throw line, 0 of 4 from 3-point land, and 15 turnovers for the 0-5 Lady Vikings. For Pleasanton, Courtney Dowell has the game's only 3-pointer. She has a total of 5 points. Alyssa Stubbs has 4 points. She's 2 of 2 at the line. Nicole Rasmussen has 2 rebounds. Allison Fisher, 4 points, 4 rebounds. Ashley Axman, 4 points, 11 rebounds in the first half, and she had a couple of blocked shots. Laurel Zwiener has a game-high 12 points, 3 rebounds, 3 blocks, and Brenna Sievert came in and got a couple of rebounds in the second quarter. 11 rebounds in each quarter for Pleasanton. Free throw shooting, 2 of 5 in the first quarter and 2 of 3 in the second. 3-point shooting, 0 of 1 in the first, 1 of 2 in the second. Turnovers, 2 in the first quarter and 4 in the second. Allison Fisher, the only player with 2 fouls here in the first half for the Bulldogs. Pleasanton had 14 points in the first quarter, 15 more in the second quarter. And at the half, the Lady Dogs have 29 points, 22 rebounds, 4 out of 8 at the free throw line, 1 of 3 from 3-point land, 5 block shots and 6 turnovers, and the 4th-ranked team in D2, the Pleasanton Lady Dogs at 5-0, have the lead over 0-5 Bertrand here at halftime by a score of 29-8. We'll be back with the second half of this opening game of the Pleasanton Pre-Holiday Tournament on Classic Hits 98.9 right after this.
Nichols Repair, Lammers Truck Line, and the River Stop would all like to wish the Pleasanton Bulldogs best of luck this season. Visit the River Stop before and after the game to get your snacks, drinks, and even pizzas. Go Bulldogs from Nichols Repair, Lammers Truck Line, and the River Stop, all of Pleasanton.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
And welcome back to High School Hoops. Here on KKPR, Bertrand's going to get the ball to start the third quarter of play. In the other gymnasium at the half, the score is a little bit tighter. Arapahoe leads Litchfield by a score of 20-19. And as we start things here, Brooke Dahlgren is going to put the shot up, and it is going to be a little long. Nicole Rasmussen will pull down the rebound, and we're underway with the second half here on KKPR. As Rasmussen drives in, they try to tie her up, but instead of a jump ball, it looks like we're going to get a personal foul called here on the Lady Vikes. Foul's going to be on Mindy Cook. That's her third, and they don't want to lose one of their guards here. Cook's been doing a good job of handling the ball in this game. Inbounds pass comes to Zwiener. Back of the corner, Dowell, open three off the pick, comes up short, no good. Long rebound, and Axman will run down her 12th, give it over on the left wing to Vest. Her shot is no good. Again, the ball loose, and here comes Dakota Lundy with it. Up the floor, Dakota goes all the way to the hoop, puts the runner up, but it will not go. Ball loose in the lane, and we're going to get a jump ball. It'll belong to Pleasanton as it's tied up there between Mindy Cook and Kelsey Vest. Pleasanton basketball, 7:20 to go here. And they'll get it into Zwiener and fast break the other way. Outlet pass goes in for the layup, and Dowell put it up too strong, no good. And another rebound underneath for Cook, and they're going to call Bertrand for the walk there. Two girls grab the rebound at the same time. They're going to call him for a travel. 7:12 to go here in the third quarter. Just underway in the second half. Again, that's one of those hustle things. Better than have two players on it than nobody. So back over to Pleasanton. Zwiener outside the arc, tries to lob it inside, and it's going to be deflected out of there by Dahlgren. Lundy will come up with it, and Bertrand ends up with the basketball after all. Into the front court, Lundy leaves it off in the right-hand corner to Dahlgren. Back out to Dakota. She gets free, and then Axman comes over and fouls her on the shot. Ashley Axman with her second personal foul, and Dakota Lundy will go to the line for the first time here this evening. She'll get to shoot two. Lundy looking for her first points of the ball game. And Bertrand looking for their first made free throw, and they'll get it. Second free throw now coming up for Lundy. Dakota, 5'6 junior, puts this one on the way, and this one is no good, and it'll be Pleasanton basketball, 29-9 in favor of the Bulldogs. But Pleasanton has not scored here in the first minute of the second half. Bertrand trying to put some pressure on. Pleasanton throws over the top of it. Down to Dowell again. She comes in. Another layup that's missed. And a rebound brought down by Lundy. Lundy, outlet pass into the front court. Gets it into the hands of Jones. Kicks it right back to the trailer. Dahlgren picks her dribble up in the corner, and they have to loft it all the way back out top. Reverse it right side. Good ball fake that time by Peterson. Mariah leaves it off to Jones, but Zwiener comes over and gets her fourth block and takes the ball away. So Pleasanton basketball again, as Wiener just too tall in the paint there for the Vikings. And out front we've got a foul on Dahlgren. She got tied up with Nicole Rasmussen, and down to the floor they go. That'll be the second foul on Brooke, and it will be team foul number two. 6:23 to go here in the third quarter of play. And right now the job getting done by Pleasanton. They've missed a lot of short shots in this game. They could probably have about 12 more points as Wiener's going to take an outside jumper. Won't go. Strong rebound by Axman. She'll find some space and score. Ashley Axman got it in the crowd, then dribbled out of the crowd until she could get an open jumper and scores. 6 points and 13 boards so far tonight for Axman. 31-9 Bulldogs. Vikings trying to stay out of that double team. Go high post to the freshman Jones. Right side Dahlgren. Open jumper that time. Comes up a little short. Lundy will come out and get the rebound. Back to Dahlgren on the right side. Now Lundy. She'll fire up that three-pointer. It's off the iron. No good. Offensive rebound back up and in by Mindy Cook. Mindy Cook with the offensive put back, and Bertrand into double digits here. 31-11, 5:40 to go, third quarter of play. Trying to put a little pressure on Axman. I like what Coach Streeter's doing here. Just as well get after it. Got to learn. No need to set back in that 2-3 zone. Turnaround jumper. Rasmussen won't go. It seems to actually be giving Bertrand, his defense seems to be giving some problems as the rebound is brought down by Peterson off to Cook. Back to Peterson at the other end. There's a block shot by Axman. And Zwiener's going to come away with that short jumper. Outlet pass. There's some contact, and out of bounds it goes. Stays with Pleasanton. By the way, that halftime score, that is boys. They crisscross them so that the same girls aren't playing in both gyms. So Arapahoe and Litchfield are playing the boys' game, as we had told you. Just to double-check that. 20-19, the Arapahoe boys leading Litchfield at the half here in the Pleasanton pre-holiday tournament. And then their girls will play the late game over there. Here's Axman, open three, right corner, no good. Rebound, Zwiener, 7-foot putback, good. Laurel Zwiener with the offensive putback, and it's 33-11, Pleasanton. 4:50 to go here in quarter number three, as Lundy brings it up, double-teamed. She'll give it off to Cook, fires the long jumper, that comes off strong. Rebound still being chased down, and it's Peterson. She's blocked in there by Zwiener, picked back up by Dahlgren, and Brooke will put it up and in. Brooke Dahlgren picked up the loose ball and gets her first bucket of the ball game. 33-13. And fast break the other way. Axman got by everybody, and then a hand check foul going to be called before the shot on Mindy Cook, and that is her fourth personal foul. So let's see what Coach Streeter does now. She's got four, three on Jones. That'll probably put it on Dakota Lundy. They don't get her checked out of the game quite quick enough. So she's still in there. She better be careful. She's already playing handsy defense there on Kelly Bauer. To Zwiener, into the paint, and getting out of there quickly with it is Fisher. Now a nice pass across the zone, and Rasmussen drops it out of bounds. So turnover Pleasanton. And now checking into the ball game, Haley Samuelson. And Cook with those four fouls will check out. 33-13 Pleasanton, as we said. Bertrand 0-5, and in four of those games they have not got to 20 points. 20 is their highest, 33 last game out, though, so maybe they're doing a few things different as the ball's stolen away at the other end. The teams exchange turnovers. Nobody stops Wiener, so she goes coast to coast, but the runner won't go, and Dahlgren pulls down her sixth rebound. Out to Lundy, one on three. She's just going to go all the way, takes it in, no good. Getting a hand on it was Nicole Rasmussen, and she'll have the rebound, and then Dahlgren commits the foul, trying to get it back. She's got three. So that is already four fouls here in the second half on Bertrand. 3:45 to go, third quarter. Pleasanton pre-holiday tournament on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Pleasanton, Bertrand. And the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Vest back in for Pleasanton. Here's Brittany VanZant checking in for the Vikings of Bertrand. Pleasanton ball in the backcourt, and Ashley Axman will toss it in to Vest and right back to Axman. Nobody covers Ashley until she gets to the top of the circle, still kind of sagging on her a little bit. Give it off to Rasmussen. Bauer picks up the loose ball. Axman right wing, looking to get it inside, does. Turnaround jumper Fisher, in and out no good, and nobody controls the ball. It's going to be pushed out of bounds by the Bulldogs as VanZant was in there battling for the rebound. Again, the girls will play at 6 no matter what tomorrow, the winner here in the new gym. And the loser will be across the street in the old gym at Pleasanton in the consolation game. Boys, 7:45 tomorrow. Again, the winner's game here in the new gym and the consolation game in the old gym. For Tran basketball, Samuelson, 17-footer, too strong. Rebound comes out to Axman. Ashley has a one-on-two, going to try and take it to the hoop. Nice little crossover and scores. 8 points in the ball game now for Axman, 35-13. And actually, there for a moment, Bertrand had outscored Pleasanton in this half until then. Turnaround jumper in the lane, and a foul is going to send Sierra Jones to the line to shoot a couple of free throws. Jones has yet to be to the line, has not scored yet in our basketball game. And we'll get two here. The foul called on Kelsey Vest, her first. Second team foul of the half of the Bulldogs. And the free throw is up, and sitting on her rim will not go. It wanted to. It seemed like it did anyway, but it just kept spinning and bounced out. Second free throw now, Jones, and it won't go. And the rebound is going to be Axman's again. That is number 15 in the ball game for Ashley Axman. 2:45 to go here in the quarter, and the outlet pass, nobody's there for the Bulldogs. And out of bounds it goes. That's the ninth turnover. Back into the ball game, Mariah Zwiener for Pleasanton. And checking out of the game is going to be Axman. And right now, Pleasanton just kind of going through the motions. There's not a lot of energy here on the floor. And into the front court with it will be Lundy. And a walk going to be called on the front court on VanZant. That's just the third turnover of the quarter on Bertrand after having 15 in the first half. They've been getting steadily better here as the game moves along. A little pressure being applied in the backcourt, and Pleasanton ends up throwing the ball all the way to the far corner. Bauer tracks it down, but is not out of trouble and loses it out of bounds. That was one where she tried to cut one way, and the ball went where she was, not where she cut to. And Bertrand will get the ball right in front of their own bench. Vinzant to throw it in. Vinzant, Lundy, along with Samuelson, Sierra Jones on the floor. And, of course, Mariah Peterson in that far left-hand corner. Look to get it to her. Nope, they'll go back to the right side, Samuelson. Up top, Lundy. One dribble to the left side. Looking at it, Samuelson, Peterson. Now back to Lundy. Lundy comes in. Block shot, Nicole Rasmussen. But it's run down by the Vikings, and they'll reset things here as they clear it out to Peterson. Now back to Lundy and over the right side. Samuelson to the baseline. Bounce pass into traffic. Peterson blocked again. Mariah's wiener. And coming out of there that time will be Pleasanton. Three Bertrand Vikings ended up on the floor, but Pleasanton didn't get up the floor with it. So they're able to hustle back, and now Pleasanton with a lot of second-teamers in there starting to turn the ball over themselves. Turnover, and coming into the game will be Dowell. So you got Dowell, Mariah's wiener, Kelly Bauer, Rasmussen, and Best. So you got a couple of the starters out there right now for Pleasanton. They have only scored 6 points in the quarter. And at the other end, Vinzant's going to fire up a three. No good. Long rebound comes off to Kelly Bauer. She hustles it up the right side, but good defense forces her into the corner. Back between the circles, three-pointer Courtney Dowell off the front of the iron. No good. And the defensive rebound to Samuelson. Here comes Bertrand. They have scored 5 points in the quarter to Pleasanton 6. And Peterson at the other end walked. She was going to take it down the baseline, but as she turned, right there was Kelsey Vest, made her think about it, and by that time it was too late. So full court pressure, and Pleasanton throws it away on the inbound, and Bertrand, what do? They give it right back, and it's a giving season, and that's what's going on here the last minute of this third quarter. And now foul to go along with it on Bertrand. It's going to go on Brittany Vinzant, her first, team's fifth. Pleasanton will try it again. Rasmussen gets it in to Bauer. Back to Rasmussen, and she'll finally put the ball on the floor, and up the middle of the court she'll come. Give it off on the left wing to Vest. Ball fake, back over to Bauer. Bauer puts up a 16-footer and hits it. Kelly Bauer with her first bucket of the ball game, 37-13 Pleasanton, with a minute to go here in the third quarter of play on Classic Hits, 98-9. Left wing Samuelson for the Vikings. Bounce pass, try to get it to the high post. We're going to have a kick. And Bertrand will have to take it out again. Stubbs checks into the ball game for Pleasanton. Pleasanton has played everybody that's been suited up tonight, which is 13 girls. And Bertrand to Vinzant for three. That hits the iron, no good. Nobody tracks down the rebound. And it's going to stay with Bertrand. In for the Bulldogs. Here comes Kayla Linden again. And Jenna Barton, 43 seconds to go, third quarter. So not much going on for the starters tonight for Pleasanton in the second half. Lundy over on the right side to Samuelson, gets it into Peterson, puts it off the glass and scores. Mariah Peterson with 8 points here in the ball game, 37-15 Pleasanton. 34 seconds to go as Stubbs brings it into the front court. Gives it off there to Vest. Vest looking. Zwiener wide open on the other side, but they don't get it to her. At least not quickly. And as they try to get it to her, it is out of bounds. Seventh turnover of the second half here on Pleasanton. That's 13 in the game. And Bertrand gets the ball back here with 23 seconds to go. And in the ball game comes Sievert for the Bulldogs. Bertrand will get it into Lundy, and Lundy will bring it into the front court with 20 seconds. Over to Samuelson. Pull-up jumper from 17. Too strong. Ball goes out of bounds. Off of Pleasanton. Bertrand will throw it out underneath their own hoop. Here comes Bockerman into the game for Pleasanton. One at a time this time around for the Bulldogs. And throwing it in will be Vinzant. Bertrand underneath their own hoop. Kicks it out on the right wing to Samuelson. Up top to Lundy. Back to Samuelson. Didn't want the three. Down to Vinzant. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. And Martin tries to steal it away. We've got a foul called. Vinzant, I don't think, had it completely stolen away, and they call her for the foul. So Brittany Vinzant with her second foul, sixth team foul, and the inbounds pass will be tipped away. 6 seconds left here in the quarter. Pleasanton going to try and get a shot off here. Throwing it in to Siebert from midcourt. She'll throw it in the backcourt to Martin. Martin into the front court. Here's a long three-pointer that's cast up no good by Kayla Linden, and that is the end of quarter number three. And at the end of three quarters of play, it's Pleasanton 37, Bertrand 15 in the opening round of the Pleasanton Pre-Holiday Tournament here on KKPR.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
We're ready to get the fourth quarter underway here at Pleasanton High School, and Doug Duda with you on KKPR FM. 98.9 on the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Bertrand gets the ball, and Kenzie Copps is going to start this quarter. They'll kick it out on the wing for a three that's up and in by Mindy Cook. First three of the ball game for Bertrand. Each team with 1 3-point bucket so far. And Cook knocks it down on the opening possession here in the fourth quarter. 37-18. Pleasanton with the lead, and the Bulldogs start their original five starters here in the fourth quarter. Dowell, Rasmussen, Axman, Vest, and Laurel Zwiener. Give it to Laurel on the left wing. She has a game-high 14 points. Spins towards the hoop. Pass to Axman and a whistle. That'll be the seventh foul on Bertrand. So free throws the rest of the night here for the girls. And the foul called on Sierra Jones. That'll be her fourth. So Jones and Cook have four. Dahlgren has three. And at the line, Laurel Zwiener has 14 points, four rebounds, five blocks in the basketball game. She's 2 of 2 at the line. The team is 4 of 8 tonight. And the free throw on the way by Zwiener is good. 15 for Laurel. 8 for Ashley Axman in the ball game. For Bertrand, Mariah Peterson leads the way with 8 points. And now 5 for Mindy Cook. Second free throw. And that one's in and out, no good. And Axman is over the back of Sierra Jones trying to punch the ball out of there. That'll be the third personal foul on Axman, but just the third team foul called on Pleasanton. 7:20 to go here in our ball game, and it's 38-18 Pleasanton as the freshman Kenzie Copps brings the ball in the front court. Swings it over on the right wing. They'll get it to Peterson. She'll put the jumper up. It's too strong. And Kelsey Vest gets her second rebound. Axman with a basketball, trying to work on Cook. They'll set a pick. Axman gets by one, gets by two to the baseline, back into the lane. Nice pass, Vest. Ten-footer won't go. And Axman trying to save the ball, does. Throws it off of Dahlgren to save the possession. Out of bounds it goes. Axman, 16 rebounds in this basketball game. Minute into the fourth quarter here. And Pleasanton on cruise control. They'll get to 6-0. And for Bertrand, kind of where they were last year, 0-6 before they turned around. Axman is fouled as she goes to the hoop, and that's going to be it for Mindy Cook. Mindy just grabbed her on the way by, and she has fouled out of the basketball game. 5 points, 6 rebounds this evening for Mindy Cook, and she was pretty good at handling the basketball. And she fouls out with 6:52 to go here in the contest. And free throws coming up for Axman. Ashley will be shooting a 1-1. She's 0-1 here in the ball game, and the free throw is up, and it is in. 39-18. Trying to make it 40 here for the Bulldogs. And it is on the way, and it is in. So Axman hits them both. She's got 10 points. The Otho's 16 rebounds. And it's 40-18 Pleasanton. As Bertrand gets into the front court, cops over to Dahlgren. High post, they get it to Peterson. They'll double down on her. Back over to Dahlgren. 13-footer, no good. Rebound comes out to Courtney Dowell. She's ahead of the pack. Cops trying to chase her down. Dowell too strong. Rebound Rasmussen. It won't go. Second time will, though, for Nicole Rasmussen. First bucket of the ball game for Nicole. And Pleasanton has stretched that lead back out to 24 with 6:20 to go in the contest. Right side with it, Vinzant for Bertrand. Back out to Copps, trying to post up Peterson down low. But even if they get her the ball, Zwiener's waiting for her, and it's going to be stolen away by Axman. Axman in traffic, can't get the shot to fall, but there's Rasmussen again for another offensive putback. Boy, they got all over Axman that time, but Bertrand had three players on her, and then after she missed, forgot to go get the ball, and Rasmussen able to knock it down. A good start here to the fourth quarter for the Pleasanton Bulldogs, and here's a little bounce pass inside to Peterson, and Peterson got inside on Zwiener, lays it up and in. 10 points now for Mariah Peterson. 44-20 is the score. Back over to Pleasanton, trying to hustle up the floor. Axman leaves it off for Zwiener. Free throw line jumper up and in. Laurel loves that 15-17 footer right there at the free throw line. That's the third one she's hit tonight. And after a pretty sluggish third quarter, we've got a lot of points already, more points here in the fourth quarter in the first 2.5 minutes. 46-20, Copps long three, top of the key, won't go. And run down by Axman. She is boxed in on the baseline, now gets free, and up the floor she comes. Two on one, outlet pass, Copps deflects it out of bounds. It'll stay with Pleasanton. Into the ball game for Bertrand, Dakota Lundy. And returning to the lineup, Kelly Bauer for Pleasanton, along with Allison Fisher. And I think probably you're going to start to see Brenda Pates, who's been substituting pretty freely most of the game, continue to do that. We'll probably see in about the end of any of the starters tonight for Pleasanton. With 5:10 to go in the ball game, there is Dahlgren stepping in the passing lane and making the steal. Brooke doesn't have numbers, so she'll slow it up. Lob it right side to Lundy. 10-footer off the heel, no good. Ball deflected out to Brooke Dahlgren. And a three-pointer by Lundy. This one won't go. This time Kelly Bauer will get the board. All 5'2", Kelly Bauer. Up the floor, and there's a reach-in foul on Vinzant at midcourt. Not what Coach Streeter wanted to see. Just a reach-in foul all the way at midcourt, forces the foul, and the 1-1 now coming up for Kelly Bauer. She is 0-1 at the line, has 2 points so far in the game. Copps will come back into the ball game here for Bertrand. Dahlgren, Copps, Peterson, Vinzant, and Jones are the five on the floor. Bauer's free throw is up and in. 3 points for Kelly. Don't forget, when we're all done, it's the Misco Sports Postgame Show. We'll have all the final stats for you and then get you ready for the boys' game at about 7:45. Second free throw, Bauer up and it is in. So 4 points now for Kelly. And already 11 points here in the fourth quarter for Pleasanton. It's 48-20 leading Bertrand. Vikings to the high post. Jones kicks it out on the wing. Dahlgren for three. It's good. Second three-pointer of the ball game for Bertrand. And Brooke Dahlgren now at 5 points. It's 48-23. And in six games, that's the second highest point total of the season for the Vikings. Up the floor comes Bauer. Bertrand trying to put some pressure on, yet stay away from the foul. Dowell with it, draws the double team. High post, Zwiener still in the ball game. Over to Dowell. Back into Zwiener. Good defense being applied. Turnaround jumper won't go. That was good defense by Sierra Jones, the senior, and the save by Zwiener. They get it underneath. The shot won't go. Ball being deflected around, and we're going to have a foul. Looks like a loose ball foul underneath. Going to be called on Bertrand, and it's going to go on Kinsey Copps. That'll be her first. And at the line to shoot two again will be Kelly Bauer. First one on the way, and it's good. She's hit three in a row now. And a whole host of folks coming in the ball game. First of all, for Pleasanton, Mariah Zwiener. Four players checking in for Bertrand. We've got Danielle Benson coming in. Kia Anders checks in. Also coming back in, Haley Samuelson. And the second free throw, Bauer, no good. And Megan straight into the ball game, and Megan's going to run down the rebound. So Bertrand basketball with under 4 minutes to go here in the contest. Vikings into the right-hand corner again. We'll play either Arapahoe or Litchfield tomorrow. Probably Litchfield. Arapahoe's got off to a little bit better start. In the left-hand corner with it Bertrand trying to work it against the zone defense here. Go to the high post to straight. Draws the double team. Kicks it out for the three-pointer. It's no good by Anders. And nobody gets the rebound. They're going to say it was deflected by Pleasanton. And Nicole Rasmussen checks back in. Bertrand will keep the ball underneath their own hoop. As always, I want to thank Ricky Westland, Ron Wymore, and the crew here at Pleasanton for their hospitality. As the Vikings off the inbound, Anders fires the three. That's off the back of the rim. And out of bounds it goes. I'm going to say it was last touched by the Vikings. And Bertrand trying to put a little more pressure on here in the backcourt as Allison Fisher will throw it in. Right there in the corner to Bauer. She's got to try and weave her way around traffic, and she does into the front court. And then the pass is booted away, but Pleasanton maintains possession. Zwiener at the free throw line, lobs it inside. The ball deflected out of there by Vinzant, but goes out of bounds off of Bertrand. 49-23, Pleasanton has scored a dozen points here in the quarter, and 8 points being put up by Bertrand so far in the corner. They've hit a couple of threes. 3:10 left in the ball game. With it is Fisher, guarded tightly there, gives it off to Bauer out on the right wing. There's Anders trying to make the steal back to Rasmussen. 3 minutes to go. Up top, though, going in. A little weave here to Fisher. Off on the right side, Bauer. Bauer's 19-footer, no good. Rasmussen the rebound, and she is going to be fouled. The foul on the Vikings, number 43, Megan Strait. That is her first. And after the 10th foul, two shots every time, of course. And Nicole Rasmussen will get two, and the first one hits the front and crawls over. All 5 points for Rasmussen coming here in the fourth quarter. 7 points from the line in the fourth quarter for Pleasanton. 2:53 remaining in the contest. 50-23 Bulldogs. Second free throw coming up for Rasmussen. And it's on the way, and it's no good, but the rebound kicks out long, and Allison Fisher has it. Pleasanton gets another chance. Over to Dow, right side. She drives, puts the jumper up, won't go. Fights for her own rebound, has it, and then they'll call a foul. And Dow will go to the line and shoot two. Courtney, 5 points, a couple of boards in the ball game. Again, don't forget, tomorrow night, Kearney Catholic at Axtell, scheduled to start at 6:30 with the girls and the boys at 8, as the free throw is no good here for Dow. And then we are off, hopefully like you, for the holidays, for Christmas anyway, and then back to action next Monday at the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. Second free throw now for Dow, and it won't go, and the rebound pulled down by Samuelson, her second for Bertrand. Haley into the front court, finds Anders, catch, shoot, no good. And Nicole Rasmussen has it for Pleasanton. She's kind of picked up where Axman left off, 7 boards here in the second half. Fisher with it on the left wing to the corner. Off the double team to Zwiener, taps it back out. The jumper no good by Rasmussen. And the rebound brought down again by Samuelson. And the pass is going to be knocked out of bounds. Stays with the Bertrand Vikings. 2:17 to go here on Classic Hits 98.9 in the fourth quarter of play. 50-23. Pleasanton was up 14-2 after one. It was 29-8 at half. Pretty competitive third quarter between the teams, but Pleasanton's had the better of it here in the fourth, and a three-pointer by Samuelson off the back of the iron. Goes up high, no good. The rebound brought down by Wilson. Jamie tries to get a shot away. It won't go. Out of bounds to Bertrand. Everybody's been able to get in the game and play a little bit tonight for both teams. And the Vikings to throw it in. Anders again catches and shoots. The three, no good. And on the backside, Pleasanton has another rebound. And this time it'll be Fisher, and a reach-in foul in the backcourt. Bertrand just not getting any steals with that pressure. Way too many fouls for the amount of steals, and let's see if they back off and get back into a half court, or at least kind of keep the hands up and quit reaching. The foul will be called here on Benson, her first. And at the line, Fisher to shoot two. And the first one is up, and it is in. 5 points now for Allison Fisher. And down the bench we go again. Stubbs, Alyssa Stubbs back in for Pleasanton. Second free throw on the way. That one is no good. And the rebound comes out to Megan Strait. That'll be her second. Strait will leave it off there for Samuelson and into the front court. Here come the Vikings. To Anders, reverse it right side. Strait back up top, Samuelson. She'll put up the 17-footer. Off the front of the iron, no good. And the ball is going to go out of bounds. I think we're actually going to get a foul called on Bertrand, or they're just going to call out of bounds. Nope, they're going to say that it is out of bounds. Coming in for Bertrand, Destiny Vinzant, a freshman, will check in. And Pleasanton will throw it in. It's knocked away. Copps also comes in for Bertrand. Pleasanton has Mariah Zwiener in there. Bauer, Rasmussen, Fisher, and also Stubbs. And another foul called on Bertrand. They were doing pretty good about not committing what you would sometimes call a silly foul or a ticky-tack foul or all those things for most of the ball game, but that's not been the case here the last couple of times. They're just kind of blatantly reaching in there, and you see that with some of the second and third team players. And at the free throw line to shoot two, Nicole Rasmussen, the first one, will not go. And the second one will not go either. And the rebound comes down to Destiny Vinzant. And Destiny will dish it off there to her freshman classmate, Copps. Back to Vinzant on the right elbow. Bounce pass gets it out to Straight. Back up top, Copps. Three-pointer on the way and in. Kinsey Copps knocks down the three. That's the third three of the quarter here for Bertrand. 51-26 Pleasanton as we approach 1 minute to go in the ball game. Fisher with it. Knocked out of bounds. And they're going to say off of Pleasanton. And that'll be their second turnover here of the quarter. 15 of the ball game for the Bulldogs. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show coming up. 1 minute left in our game. High post to Jamie Wilson. Turnaround jumper no good for the Vikings. Ball is slapped around. And Kelly Bauer has the loose ball. Bauer will push it up the right side here for the Bulldogs. Stop there and kick it back out to Stubbs. Stubbs to the top of the circle. Goes left wing to Rasmussen. Nicole handles the basketball. Lobs it inside. There's Zwiener. And Zwiener going to have her shot blocked in there by Jamie Wilson. And Bertrand will come out of there with a basketball. 30 seconds left in the game. Copps with it. Bounce pass right side. Got a few more players waiting to check in, but haven't had a dead ball in a while. Left side with it is Samuelson. Back out to Copps. 20 seconds to go. Wilson back to Vinzant. The ball's loose on the floor, and it'll be taken away. And up the floor comes Bauer. Bauer into Copps. Ball knocked away. They're going to let that go, and the old helpless feeling setting over there at the scorer's table. They're not going to get into the ball game until the ball's kicked out of bounds with 1.5 seconds remaining. So Bertrand and Pleasanton sub in a whole host of folks. Everybody's been in the game, so we'll skip the formality of reading everybody off because everybody's been in before. And Bertrand with 1.5 seconds. Let's see if they can get a shot away here. They've got it in the front court. They give it to Copps. She'll fire the long three off the heel. No good. And that's the end of the ball game as the Pleasanton Bulldogs remain undefeated tonight, winning at home in the opening round of the Pleasanton pre-holiday tournament by a score of 51-26 over the Bertrand Lady Vikings. They go to 6-0, and Bertrand will go to 0-6. We'll take a timeout and be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this on KKPR.
Trotter Fertilizer of Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes. See Trotters for everything you need to keep your farm rolling and your crops growing, including chemicals and fertilizers. Trotter Fertilizer in Pleasanton. Good luck, Bulldogs.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Conley and Owen and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
When you choose a brand of seed, look beyond just the product. At Pioneer Seed, everything you buy comes with our industry-leading services and technical support. Your experienced Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis, is backed by hundreds of scientists and local agronomy experts. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Honey, hurry, we need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And it's time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports wishing you and yours the happiest of holidays and a very Merry Christmas. They're open right up through Christmas Eve for all of you last-minute shoppers or those that still have plenty to do, including yours truly. So Misco Sports, special holiday hours. Check them out tonight and every night They're open tonight, extra late for you, on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Some great deals, college and NFL hoodies, 25% off, youth Nike and Adidas apparel, 50% off at Misco Sports. Here's a look at the final numbers of our girls' game. For Bertrand, six players scored. Brooke Dahlgren, 5 points, and tied for the team high in rebounds with 7. Kinsey Copps hit a three-pointer for her three-point total. Mindy Cook fouled out just a minute into the fourth quarter, finished with 5 points, 6 rebounds. Mariah Peterson was the team's leading scorer with 10 points. She had 3 rebounds. Danielle Benson, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Dakota Lundy, 1 point, but also had a team-high 7 rebounds. Haley Samuelson, 3 rebounds. Destiny Vinzant, 1 rebound. Sierra Jones, 4 rebounds. Jamie Wilson, 2 rebounds and a block. And Megan Strait, 2 rebounds. 19 rebounds in the first half, 18 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 0 of 3 in the first half and 1 of 4 in the second half. Three-point shooting, 0 of 4 in the first half, 3 of 13 in the second half. All those makes coming in the fourth quarter. Turnovers, Bertrand, 15 in the first half, knocked that down to 8 in the second half. The Vikings had 8 points at halftime, scored 18 in the second half, and Bertrand finishes with 26 points, 37 rebounds, 1 out of 7 from the free throw line, 3 of 17 from three-point land, 1 blocked shot, and 23 turnovers. The Bertrand girls are now 0-6. They'll play in the consolation game tomorrow against the Litchfield Arapaho loser at 6 p.m. We'll take a break and be back with the numbers for the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
The Pleasanton Business Booster Club is very proud of the Pleasanton athletes this year, and all the members of this year's Booster Club would like to take the time to wish the team best of luck in today's game. Go Bulldogs!
And now a look at the numbers for the Pleasanton Lady Dogs in the bowl game today. Kelly Bauer ends up with 5 points and 3 rebounds. Courtney Dow had 5 points, 2 rebounds. Alyssa Stubbs, 4 points. Nicole Rasmussen had 5 points, 9 rebounds, and a block. Allison Fisher had 5 points, 6 rebounds. Ashley Axman, 10 points, a game-high 17 rebounds and 3 block shots. Kelsey Vest had 2 rebounds. Laurel Zwiener, 17 game-high points, 5 rebounds, 5 blocks. Mariah Zwiener had a block, and Brenna Sievert had 2 rebounds in this basketball game. Twenty-two rebounds in the first half for Pleasanton, 24 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 4 of 8 in the first half, 8 of 16 in the second half, and all of those came in the fourth quarter. Three-point shooting, 1 of 3 in the first half, 0 of 4 in the second. Turnovers for Pleasanton, 6 in the first half, 10 in the second half. Pleasanton had 29 points at halftime. They scored 22 points in the second half, and the Lady Dogs finished with 51 points, 46 rebounds, 12 of 24 at the free throw line, 1 of 7 from three-point land. They had 10 block shots tonight and 16 turnovers as the fourth-ranked Bulldogs remain unbeaten at 6-0 with a 51-26 win over Bertrand. Pleasanton will play in the championship tomorrow night at 6 against the Arapaho Litchfield winner here in the new gymnasium. We're about 20 minutes away from tip-off of the boys' game between Bertrand and Pleasanton. Should be a good one, as these teams both looking to get that win, 2-3 against 1-4, but they've been losing to unbeaten and state-rated teams so far in December, so a pretty even matchup tonight between the Bulldogs and the Vikings. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show, Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, wishing you a Merry Christmas. Stop in and see them to cross off those last few gifts on your list. Doesn't matter if they're the hardest to buy for, they've got something for them to wear, to look good, to play well. Footballs, basketballs, volleyballs, soccer balls, the gym bag, shoes for anybody in the family at Misco Sports on the Brick. Doug Duda saying thanks for being with us. We'll take a short break. Be back in 15 minutes. Pleasanton wins the girls' game 51-26 here on Classic Hits 98.9.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. Podcasts of this and all play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to KKPR.com.
And find out why they're safe, and then there's WebRoot Safe. Look for Webroot at computer and software retailers.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-618-4001. That's 1-800-618-4001. 1-800-618-4001.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center is a proud sponsor of high school and community activities. Greg Dahlgren, Misty Fidelke, and Scott Arnes all would like to say good luck to all individuals participating in this week's activity. Choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Rookie, no singing in the cruiser.
Oh, sorry, Sheriff. It's Nirma's birthday.
I know Nirma well. Been in Nebraska over 20 years.
You've got to introduce me.
Nirma is the Nebraska Intergovernmental Risk Management Association, a nonprofit member-owned and operated pool.
Wow.
Nirma's given back over $10 million to member counties. Visit Nirma.info. Rookie.
Sorry.
Sponsored by the Nebraska Intergovernmental Risk Management Association and aired in cooperation with the Nebraska Broadcasters Association and the station. Rookie, no singing in the cruiser.
Ah, sorry. There's this girl, Nirma. She's been on my mind, and it's her birthday.
Oh, I know Nirma well. Been in Nebraska over 20 years.
Sheriff, you know Nirma?
Sure do.
You gotta introduce me.
Nirma is the Nebraska Intergovernmental Risk Management Association.
Huh?
They're a nonprofit member-owned and operated risk management and self-insurance pool.
Well, how does Nirma affect me?
Nirma provides services to its member counties and to you.
Like what?
Well, regular dividends, confidential consulting, educational programming, guidance for identifying potential health and safety risks, and ongoing protection within Nebraska counties.
Really?
Nirma's even given back over $10 million to member counties.
Oh, Nirma sounds great.
Sorry, son. Nirma's only interested in protecting and giving back to member counties. Visit Nirma.info. Rookie.
Sorry.
Sponsored by the Nebraska Intergovernmental Risk Management Association and aired in cooperation with the Nebraska Broadcasters Association and the station.
At the French Cafe, they do delicious, delicious breakfast, delicious lunch, delicious holiday desserts. Open 7 days a week in Kearney's Kauffman Center.
America's greatest hit.
Have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start. We'll be doing all right. have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
say when you see me smile, you know things are just getting worse. In a smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
Playing the greatest hits of all time. Baby, I Need Your Lovin'. Yeah, it'll keep the vampires away. That's good stuff. Baby, I need...
The following is a sports presentation of Classic Hits Radio, 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. High school basketball is on the air.
Axman crossover dribble. Erickson trying to keep up. And Axman's going to knock down the three-pointer from the right corner. And that will give her 10 points here in the first half. And Pleasanton has their first lead of the ball game.
Tonight, it's the opening round of the Pleasanton pre-holiday tournament, featuring the Bertrand Vikings taking on the host Bulldogs. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Inbounds pass, Ehlers out to Cook for three, and he hits another one. Travis Cook, his third three here in the corner, and the lead goes to 10 for the Vikings, and it's stolen away by Cook. Cook goes in for the layup and scores.
With just a few days left before the Christmas break, these squads look to head into the holidays on a winning streak. It's the Vikings and the Bulldogs coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join KKPR Sports Director Doug Duda live from Pleasanton right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to Pleasanton High School for KKPR's continuing coverage of the 2009 Pleasanton Pre-Holiday Basketball Tournament as we get ready for the boys' matchup tonight between the Bulldogs of Pleasanton and the Bertrand Vikings. Earlier in the girls' game, Pleasanton remained unbeaten on the season with a 51-26 win over Bertrand. They flip-flop over in the other gym where Arapahoe and Litchfield are playing. They played the boys' game first over there, and Arapahoe defeats Litchfield by a score of 40-33, a game that was close all the way, 20-19 at half, and Arapahoe hit the last set of free throws there to get it up to 7, but it was a 3-point game pretty much from tip to the last 30 seconds, and Arapahoe will advance on. One bit of a schedule change. They've already told us here, because of the projected storm coming in tomorrow and Arapahoe, that's pretty good track up here, they are going to move up the start times tomorrow. The consolation games will play at 4 and the championship games will be at 5:30. So the consolation games tomorrow will be at 4 o'clock and then the championship games at 5:30, moving everything up 2 hours tomorrow here at the Pleasanton pre-holiday tournament. Doug Duda with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show on Classic Hits 98.9 and, as always, on the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. We'll take a break and come back and look at the starting lineups right after this timeout.
Ho Ho Hogan's has it for the holidays. Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Asics, shoes, apparel, accessories, and equipment for the whole family. And don't forget, Hogan's gift cards make the perfect gift. 8 West 56th Street in Kearney. Hogan's has it.
Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says go Dawgs.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9. Don't forget Monday Night Football on our sister station, ESPN 1460 and 1550, the New York Giants taking on the Washington Redskins. They're just underway. Right now it's time to take a look at the starting lineups, brought to you as always by the fine folks at Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. First of all, for the visitors from Bertrand, number 10 is a 5'11" senior, Travis Cook. Number 22 is a 5'8" junior, Bryce Mason. Number 24 is a 5'9" junior, Chase Younger. Number 32 is a 6-foot senior, Dalton Peterson. And number 44, 6'3" sophomore, is Calvin Hunhoff. The head coach of the Bertrand Vikings is Craig Newcomb, assisted by Kevin Levine. 1-4 on the season. We'll tell you more about that in a moment. For Pleasanton, number 22 is a 5'8" sophomore, Colin Janicek. Number 30, 6-foot senior, Trent Pritchard. Number 32, 6-foot senior, Matt Giffen. Number 42, 6'4" senior, Tate Shapto. And number 44, 6'2" junior, Garrett Reese. The head coach of the Pleasanton Bulldogs is Bill Giffen, assisted by J.J. Wagner. The Bulldogs are 2-3 on the season. And that's a look at the starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. Pleasanton, as we told you, they set at 2-3 on the season, but all three losses coming to state-rated teams this season in Axtell, Loup City, and Overton. And for Bertrand, 1-4, but the four losses have come to teams that are currently 19-4 on the season. So these teams ready to kind of face somebody in their, maybe their own category here. Bertrand likes to score some points. We should go up and down the floor. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. See Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you.
Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop would all like to wish the Pleasanton Bulldogs best of luck this season. Visit the River Stop before and after the game to get your snacks, drinks, and even pizzas. Go Bulldogs from Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop, all of Pleasanton.
We're ready to get things underway, and the opening tap is going to be controlled here by Bertrand, the traveling blue and white trim. They'll move the ball quickly and get the opening three on the way and in by Chance Younger. Last year when they met, a lot of three-pointers and a fast break the other way for a little layup, but too deep underneath was Trent Pritchard. He missed it, got his own rebound, put it up no good, and then over the back is going to be Tate Shapto. So right off the bat, we are getting a little pressure on this ball court, and we're seeing a little up-and-down tempo. Bertrand will face some full-court pressure. Last year, Bertrand dropped a bunch of early threes in the first quarter, got out to a big lead, and was up by 9 at the half, I believe 8 or 9 it was. And then right off the start of the third quarter, Pleasanton got back into the ball game and ended up taking the lead and going on to win the contest in a close one last year here in the opening round. The winner gets Arapahoe. The loser plays in the consolation game tomorrow against Litchfield. It won't be an easy task no matter who you draw tomorrow. So Bertrand with the basketball here, and it's going to go out of bounds off of the Bulldogs. Good athletic ball clubs. Of course, Pleasanton seeing some success over the fall. Bertrand not quite as much, and that's why they're a little eager here to get some wins on the basketball court. They'll put it in the hands of Travis Cook. He was one of the young men that really had a big game last year against Pleasanton. And Pleasanton playing man-to-man defense here early on. Bertrand a little slow getting the ball around. Pleasanton slapped it around three times already, and we'll take it out of bounds yet again. Bertrand to throw it in here away from the benches. They're across the floor in front of us. Bryce Mason will throw it in to Cook. Now they try and sag on the ball and then leave off on the guard there. Give it back to the right-hand corner inside of the big fella, Hunhoff. Turn around, jumper off the glass and in. Calvin Hunhoff gets his first bucket, and Bertrand is up 5-0 here out of the gate. Into the front court, quick three, Janicek, right-hand corner, going to come up short and blocking out the shooter, and the rebound, Bryce Mason, up the floor he'll go. It's a 4-on-3, and then he lost the handle, got it back underneath. It's going to be blocked there by Shafto, but he got it back, and Bryce Mason will score. It is 7-0, Bertrand out of the gate here, just 90 seconds into the contest. Pleasanton will face also a man-to-man defense here for the Vikings. The ball slapped, but picked back up. Free throw line, they'll kick it to Shafto, baseline, 10-foot jumper, in and out, no good. Tip try, will not go, and the rebound brought down by Hunhoff, off the miss by Pritchard on the tap try. Bertrand into the front court, Younger for three more, that one's going to come up short, and the ball comes out, long rebound to Colin Janicek. 7-0, 2 minutes into the ball game. Pleasanton looking for their first points and driving in, a blocking foul, getting in there and cutting him up, Bryce Mason. That'll be the first foul of the game on either team. Got a three-man officiating crew tonight, so they're going to see just about everything that happens out there. And Janicek to take it out in front of us here in the stands. He'll throw it into Reese and back over to Janicek. We saw Pleasanton on opening night play Axtell, had their hands full, but for just coming off the football semifinals, they battled pretty well until the second half, about the midway portion of the third quarter, and now the ball turned over. And Pleasanton struggling here early, but Bertrand gives it right back as they step on the sideline, trying to get around the defense of Pleasanton. 7-0 Bertrand, 5:39 to go here in the first quarter at Pleasanton in the pre-holiday tournament. And the Bulldogs will bring it in. Man-to-man, full court pressure, and again, being tripped up, no foul, the ball comes loose, fast break layup, it's up and in for Chance Younger. And Pleasanton's going to have to call a timeout. I don't think Coach Giffen wanted to, but the ball has bounced Bertrand's way, and they've hit some shots, and with 5:24 to go here in the first quarter of play, a full-length timeout, Bertrand on top, 9-0 on KKPR.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And as always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the year. 2009 winding down. Weren't we just getting ready for the turn of the century? Wasn't that just happening? I forget. But anyway, trying to get things turned around here quickly. Pleasanton, Bertrand putting on some very good pressure, and Janicek has to go behind the back a couple of times to lose Bryce Mason. Trying to lob it into Shafto. The ball deflected. Three turnovers for Pleasanton. Again, highly unusual. A team that for years has always taken care of the basketball. Bertrand now has the basketball and trying to go up by 12. The three-pointer is in. Chance Younger with 8 points already. It is 12-0 Bertrand. This is even a better start than the Vikings had last year. So Tate Shafto brings it out. They'll have to settle down. Lob it inside. Against the double team is Trent Pritchard, and he's saying, I got poked in the eye. And he is going to try and shake that off, and they will get a foul called here on the Bertrand Vikings. It's going to go against Travis Cook. It'll be his first and the second foul called on the Vikings. And some substitutions coming in here for the Bulldogs. We'll get those for you. Austin Pates is one of them. Bounce pass, try to get it into Reese right underneath. He's double-teamed. The ball blocked by Hunhoff. Put back up on the deflection and a foul called on the Vikings. And it looks like this is going to go on Dalton Peterson. Free throws, a chance to get on the board here for Pleasanton. Cole Pritchard, who just checked in, will be at the line to shoot two. Pates checked in, Pritchard checked in, and the free throw is up and it is in for Cole Pritchard. So 12-1. And a chance for the second free throw. After Bertrand got the first 12 points, Pleasanton We'll get the next two here on a pair of free throws from Cole Pritchard and Brett. They waste no time. Bertrand quickly up the floor. Shot no good, but a foul. Boy, it took him 2 seconds, and getting a shot away was Travis Cook. And Cook will go to the line to shoot two and try and answer those free throws of Cole Pritchard right back. The foul is on Matt Giffen. That is the second, apparently, here on Pleasanton. And the free throw is on the way, short. 12-2, 4:34 to go here in the first quarter. The boys' game earlier tonight in the old gym saw Arapaho over Litchfield, 40-33. And the girls' game here, Pleasanton beat Bertrand, 51-26. Second free throw is good, and Cook has his first point of the ball game, 13-2. And here come the Bulldogs into the front court. Tough man-to-man defense. Boy, Bertrand, you got to wonder how they are just 1-4. I know it's some of the competition is the shot's no good, and it's going to go off the leg of Pritchard and out of bounds. For Bertrand, their loss is coming to Axtell, Loomis, Eustace Farnham, and Dundee County Stratton. As we told you, a combined 19-4, Axtell and also Eustace Farnham unbeaten, state-rated. And Bertrand comes up the floor, lost the basketball, got it back to Cook. 15-footer up and in. They can't miss. And it is 15-2. Baseball pass to the other end. It's too deep. Save there to Pritchard. It's knocked away all the way out front and run down by the Bulldogs. Trying to get into some offense here. On the low post, they'll get it to Garrett Reese. Turnaround jumper too strong. And on the rebound, a foul going to be called on Pleasanton. Bryce Mason came out of there with the ball for the Vikings. Over the back, called on Pleasanton, and it's going to go on Cole Pritchard, his first. Checking into the ball game now for Bertrand is going to be Zeb Lund, the 6-foot junior. And Bertrand, against the full court pressure, they're going to throw it away. Ball picked up by Reese, 2-on-1. He gets it back over there to Pates. Pates turnaround jumper, won't go, and Hunhoff will come out of there with a basketball. Hunhoff up the floor, in the paint, pull-up jumper from 8, comes up short, no good. Pleasanton tries to tip it and keep it alive, but Younger has the rebound, and now it's knocked out of his hands, and Bertrand will turn it over. Up the floor with it comes Matt Giffen. Giffen swings it to the left baseline, back to Pates, finds himself open. The jumper is no good. Rebound brought down by Bryce Mason, and up the floor come the Vikings. They really want to run. Pull-up jumper for 3, it's good. Mason hits the 3, the third 3 of the first quarter for Bertrand. 18-2 Vikings. And at the other end, we're going to have the ball knocked out of bounds. Pleasanton has already found themselves, when they see an opening, they're not getting a jump shot. They are just throwing it at the hoop because they haven't had but 3 or 4 open looks. They're surprised when they do get that wide open. And the Bulldogs, the teams they've played outside of Axtell, really not up-tempo ball clubs. Elwood maybe a little bit, but they destroyed Elwood and had them their only loss so far this season. Pleasanton's going to keep the ball here on a little pick and roll that's deflected out of bounds. But first Pleasanton has to get settled down, then they got to get back in the ball game because Bertrand has come out and put the whooping on early, 18-2. Pates, ball fake on the inbounds, got his man in the air, drives, floater down the lane, will not go, and out of bounds off Bertrand again. You're listening to High School Basketball on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Pleasanton, Bertrand, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. On this Monday night, the inbounds pass comes to Caleb Pritchard into the corner to Pates. Back up top, they'll reverse it. Pates over to the right side to Cole Pritchard. Cole keeping it around the man-to-man defense here of the Bertrand Vikings, switching up to zone. Three-pointer up, and it is in by Colin Janicek. First field goal of the game comes at the 2:35 mark. A fast break the other way, and Hunhoff, oh boy, a foul call from midcourt. That is not going to please Pleasanton. Excuse me, the down official raised his arm but then didn't blow his whistle, and the guy in half court blew his whistle but didn't raise his arm. So they got to call a foul on somebody, and it's on Caleb Pritchard. At the line, Hunhoff to shoot 2. And the free throw's up and in. 3 points now for Calvin. And back into the ball game for the Bulldogs will be Reese and Trent Pritchard. 19-5, Bertrand. 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Hunhoff with the second free throw. on the way, and that's in and out, no good. And Garrett Reese has his first board of the ball game. Gives it off to Matt Giffen. Starts left, comes right. Man-to-man picked up there by Younger. Gets it inside, trying to make a move. Janacek in traffic. The ball is tied up. The arrow points the way of Pleasanton. 2:18 to go first quarter. 19-5, Bertrand on top. They started with a 12-0 lead and were up 18-2 before Pleasanton hit their first bucket, which was a three. Bertrand's already hit three threes, two of them from Chance Younger. Matt Giffen, free throw line. The jumper's off the mark, and the rebound brought down by Younger. Younger pushes the ball up the floor, doesn't have numbers, goes all the way, and got too deep underneath, lost the shot. The rebound falls into the hands of Travis Cook. He'll lay it up and in. Pleasanton thought they had the board, and Cook came in there and knocked it away. 3 points for Travis, 21-5. At the other end, Giffen comes in, off balance, gets the foul called, and he's going to get some free throws. So the tempo almost at a thoroughbred-type pace right here. Foul on Zeb Lund, his first and the team's fourth. And at the line, Matt Giffen to shoot two, and the first one is good. 19, make it 21-6 for Tran. And into the ballgame for the Vikings, here comes Michael Edgren, a 5'10 sophomore. Second free throw now for Giffen. On the way, and that's good. So Matt hits them both. Pleasanton 4-for-4 from the line here in the early going, still without a two-point bucket. And the Vikings will hustle into the front court. Swinging into the left-hand corner. Cook gets around one man, pulls up from eight, and knocks down the jumper. Travis Cook with five. 23-7. Baseball pass to the other end. They'll set up a three. Janacek right side. Too strong. Long rebound. Run down by Lund. And Lund will give it off to Hunhoff. They're trying to find a guard. There's Cook at midcourt. He gives it off to Younger. Younger comes in. No good. And yanking it out of the air, Tate Shapto. And in the backcourt, a reach-in foul going to be called on Younger. That'll be his first and the team's fifth. Backcourt, it'll be Pleasanton basketball here. But before that, Bertrand's going to sub in. Bryce Mason comes back. And he'll come in and try and cover Colin Janacek here on the inbounds. Colin will take it and take his time coming across the timeline. Work left, right, then a spin move back to the left side. Looking for a pick, goes to the baseline. Nothing there for Pates. Kicks it back out. That's not Pates, it's Janacek. He'll kick it back into the middle there. And Janacek, Colin, a little floater is up and in. 23-9, a minute to go here. Bertrand lost it at the other end, but touched by Pleasanton. They'll have to take it out yet again. Hunhoff and Lund, along with Cook, Mason, and also in the ball game, number 30, Michael Edrin. They get it into Hunhoff. He's in the paint, left elbow, throws through the lane to Lund, 12-footer. Finally missed one, did the Vikings, and the rebound brought down by Giffen. Giffen up the floor, finds Janacek, wants to get all the way to the hoop, but he's cut off on the baseline by Mason. Reverse it out to Shapto in the corner. Janacek for three, got it. Colin Janacek has 8 points here, 23-12, Bertrand, 25 seconds to go, first quarter. Pleasanton needs to stop here. Instead, a three-pointer, Edgren, it's off the heel, no good. Rebound, Tate Shapto. Pleasanton gets a bucket here. They're right back in it after being down by 16. Janacek for three, but that's off the front of the iron. No good. Offensive rebound. Back up and in. On his way to the floor, Caleb Pritchard. Still some time on the clock. 7 seconds. 5 seconds. Mason double-teamed. The ball is knocked loose. We're going to get a jump. And the arrow points the way of Bertrand. So instead of starting the second quarter with it, they're going to have to inbound it from half court with 1 second, 1.5 seconds actually, to go in the quarter. Let's see what kind of shot Bertrand gets away. They'll throw it in to Lund. Lund into the corner. The shot at the horn. They're going to count it, but it doesn't go. The three-pointer off the mark by Mike Edgren. But what a start to the ball game by Bertrand. They were up 12-0 and 18-2. And after one, it's the Bertrand Vikings 23, the Pleasanton Bulldogs 14 on KKPR.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Hillion Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Trotter Fertilizer of Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes. See Trotters for everything you need to keep your farm rolling and your crops growing, including chemicals and fertilizers. Trotter Fertilizer in Pleasanton. Good luck, Bulldogs!
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Here on Classic Hits, Doug Duda at the Pleasanton Holiday Tournament. Pleasanton will get the ball to start the second quarter. They have cut that 16-point lead down to 9, and they have the ball. Work the ball around the perimeter here. Colin Janicek leads the team with 8 points. Chance Younger has 8 for Bertrand. Tried to lob it into Garrett Reese. Couldn't get the handle. Calvin Hunhoff will come up a loose ball. Each team had 3 turnovers in the first quarter. Rebounds, 9 for Pleasanton, 9 for Bertrand. And Bertrand's going to lose it off their leg and give it right back. Trying to get it in to the big fella, Calvin Hunhoff. 3-point shooting, Pleasanton 2 for 5. Bertrand 3 for 6. Free throw shooting, Bertrand 2 for 4. Pleasanton 4 for 4. In the opening quarter of play. 23-14, Bertrand with a 9-point lead. Trying to spread the floor, get it into Tate Shafto, one-on-one, back out in the corner to Reese. Dumps it into Shafto, he's double-teamed. They're going to call foul there. Sliding in, Hunhoff and Mason collapsed. And they're going to call it, I think, on Hunhoff. Yeah, that's his first. 6th team foul, and Pleasanton takes it out underneath their own hoop. Giffen looking inside, bounce pass to Shafto. He's able to corral it, but missed the short jumper. Reese with a rebound. He'll power it back up and score. Garrett Reese found a seam for his first bucket, and it's a 7-point game. Pleasanton is back in this contest. Down to Zeb Lund. He was on the low post. Nobody was behind him, and he didn't know it. He didn't look. He kicked it back out. By the time he kicked it out, the moans of the crowd too late to warn him of what was going on. Edwin kicks it out of the wing to Mason. Mason, crossover dribble, brings it into the paint, leaves it off for Hunhoff. He's going to be blocked in there by Shafto, and Tate's going to take it away. Power on power, and Bertrand now has slowed down offensively a little bit. Basketball inside. Fadeaway jumper, Cole Pritchard up and in. He didn't want to shoot it. He just flat-out lost his balance, so he made the best of it. It's a 5-point game, and underneath, Lund jumper no good. Hunhoff crashes in. He gets the rebound, puts it out to Edwin. His short jumper up and in. So Hunhoff with the offensive board, and Edrin with his first bucket of the ball game, 25-18. That snaps a Pleasanton run. Shafto high post, right side. Pritchard's there, but he doesn't take the shot. His bounce pass will be kicked out of bounds, and here comes Chance Younger and Dalton Peterson back into the ball game for the Vikings. 25-18 in favor of Bertrand, up by 7. And inbounds pass to Pleasanton. 3 in the corner for Janicek. Around and out, no good. Ball's loose on the floor, and a foul on Pleasanton. Bertrand got the ball. Dalton Peterson, and Pleasanton kept trying to knock it out of his hands, and finally somebody just went right over his back. That'll be team foul number 5 on the Bulldogs, and the 2nd on Cole Pritchard. Pleasanton's not going to pressure the inbounds pass. Instead, they'll just let Bryce Mason bring it up on the right side. Off the pick, he brings it to the right elbow. Pull-up jumper too strong. Rebound comes down to Matt Giffen. And the Bulldogs have a chance to clutch it even closer. Down to 7. Over to the right side. 3-pointer on the way. No good by Cole Pritchard. And to the floor goes a Bulldog. And a whistle called as Garrett Reese picks himself up. He is going to be the man that was fouled. And that'll put us into a 1-1 situation with the 7th team foul. And it's going to be the 2nd on Dalton Peterson. So at the line for the first time this evening is Garrett Reese, as he's ready to shoot the first of the 1-1s. It's on the way, and it won't go. The ball brought down by Bertrand, and Dalton Peterson gives a little shove off to get clear out there. Don't want to do that in the wide open space there, Dalton. They'll ding you up again. Top of the key, 3, and it's up and in for Cook. Travis Cook with 8 points in the ball game, the 4th 3-pointer. So far tonight for Bertrand there, 4 of 7 beyond the arc. At the other end, Giffen forces the issue, puts up a wild shot, no good. It's saved that time underneath by Reese, kicks it over to Shafto, no good. And it's brought back down. That's Colin Janicek, and Janicek puts it up and in. Long three in transition the other way. That doesn't catch anything from Younger. And it's run down by Reese, and here come the Bulldogs again. Matt Giffen, top of the key, thought about the three. Covered there by Younger. Get it down low to Reese, draws the double team out to Pritchard. Cole from 10 hits another one. 6 points for Cole. The lead is down to six, 28-22. 4:45 to go here in the first half. Bertrand basketball on the low post. Backing in is Mason. Mason draws the double team, has it punched away. Fifth Bertrand turnover. Up the floor, Matt Giffen. Bertrand does a good job to get back defensively. Cuts down the fast break opportunity. Kick it to the high post to Tate Shafto. Shafto spins, doesn't like what he sees, so he kicks it back out on the wing to Reese, who throws it behind Pritchard, and Pritchard is fouled as he tries to get the shot away. So the fouls are starting to mount up on both sides. And this one looks like it's going to go against Zeb Lund or Chance Younger, and it's going to go against Younger, his second, eighth team foul. And checking in, Calvin Hunhoff after a breather. Again, a reminder, they have already decided to move up tomorrow's start times. Consolation games at 4, the championship at 5:30. And Cole Pritchard, the 1-1, no good. Loose ball ran down to the corner by Tate Shafto, his fourth board. In the consolations at 4, championship at 5:30 tomorrow. Shafto in the lane, goes left, no, goes right, no, foul called. As Hunhoff pulls down his fourth rebound, or are they going to call the foul on Hunhoff? Bertrand thinks it's their ball. Instead, they called Dalton Peterson for his third personal. And Shafto is going to go to the line. Another 1-1. Pleasanton has missed the last two. Let's see if they can get the front end down here. And the free throw is up and in and out. No good. Missed them all. Rebound brought down by Hunhoff. They could have been tied up in this basketball game. They can't make the free throws here after hitting all four in the first quarter. Hunhoff double-teamed to the low post. Back out top to Cook. Lob it left side. Peterson still in there. Has space. Puts it up. No good. And another foul. Boy, every rebound there's a foul right now. Hunhoff got the ball. And the foul on the Bulldogs will be their sixth. So no free throws yet, but it's the third on Cole Pritchard. Each team with a player that has three fouls. Cole Pritchard for Pleasanton, Dalton Peterson for Bertrand. They both check out. And Bertrand ball underneath their own hoop. Lob it out of bounds. And it will be Pleasanton basketball. Say nobody touched it, so they'll take it out at the same spot that it was originally thrown in. Bertrand will back off and pick him up at half court. Matt Giffen with the basketball. Colin Janicek on the right side. High post to Shafto, deflected away. Janicek picks it back up. Floater on the left side, up and in. Colin Janicek with a dozen points. He has helped bring the Bulldogs back. It is 28-24. And Bertrand, remember, had an 18-2 start in this ball game. With it up top is Bryce Mason. Draws the double team, leaves it on the left elbow for Hunhoff. Couple of dribbles back out to Cook. Three-pointer is going to be short that time. And it is out of bounds. Over to the Bulldogs. They can make it a one-possession game. Boy, in the first quarter, you had to think, well, can Pleasanton get back in the game? Well, they might be back in the game by halftime. They're back in it now. Down by only four and a 30-second timeout called by Pleasanton. 3:19 to go in the first half of play. It's now Bertrand 28 and Pleasanton 24 on KKPR.
When you choose a brand of seed, look beyond just the product. At Pioneer Seed, everything you buy comes with our industry-leading services and technical support. Your experienced Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis, is backed by hundreds of scientists and local agronomy experts. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Put your car or truck back to factory stacks. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are.
Doug Duda back with you here at the Pleasanton Pre-Holiday Tournament. Earlier tonight on the other boys' side of the bracket, Arapahoe beat Litchfield 40-33. We'll talk about the girls' game coming up at the half. Pleasanton won that one 51-26. The Arapahoe and Litchfield girls are playing in the old gym now. As Pleasanton out of the timeout, Janicek, shake, bake, teardrop, no good. Rebound brought down by Calvin Hunhoff. Outlet pass to Mason. Mason pushes it up the left side. He's going a little too fast and lost his footing. Down he goes, and out of bounds goes the basketball. Bertrand's seventh turnover. 28-24 your score. Bertrand with the lead, but they were up 18-2. Pleasanton finally righted the ship at the end of the first quarter, and they've been hanging right in there and chipping away throughout the second. Garrett Reese has it on the right wing. Leaves it up top for Janicek. Picked his dribble up, couldn't get the three away. Over to Trent Pritchard. Pritchard right the baseline, into the double team, needs help. Throws through the lane to Shafto. Missed the jumper, might have been some contact. Rebound brought down by Hunhoff. His seventh board. Quickly to the other end. Off balance, Zeb Lund. Good defense by Garrett Reese. So the rebound brought down by Trent Pritchard. 2:20 to go before half. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report at that time. Giffen. He'll put up the leaner from 13. No good. Ball is loose, out of bounds, and they're going to give it to Bertrand. Back into the ball game is Mike Edrin. Edrin comes in for Bertrand and for Pleasanton. Here comes Austin Pates. And also going to sneak in there, Caleb Pritchard. At the end of the first quarter, it's the New York Giants 7 and the Washington Redskins nothing. End of one on ESPN 1460 and 1550 in Monday Night Football. Bertrand basketball up by four. It's been 28-24 for a while. Cook tries baseline, has it rejected by Tate Shafto. The third block for Shafto, and the Bulldogs will come out of there with a basketball. Into the front court they go. Drive and dish, up top for three. Trent Pritchard can't get it to go. Ball fought for, and Zeb Lund will come out of there with it for the Bertrand Vikings. 1:40 to go here in the second quarter. Outlet pass to Edrin. Edrin will get it back out top to Mason. Bertrand's been on 28 forever. Lund, let's see if they get Hunhoff the ball, but before it gets anywhere, it's tipped and stolen away again. So Bertrand's starting to turn the basketball over a little bit here. Spin move, Giffen in the front court. Fadeaway, tough shot from the free throw line. No good. Hunhoff gets the rebound. Minute 15 to go in the half. Outlet pass, they get it to Cook. Cook gets by one man. Has to come to a sudden stop. Almost traveled. They'll let it go. Inside, tried to get it to Hunhoff. Can't handle it. Shafto has it. Bertrand, six turnovers in the quarter. Nine in the game. Still 28-24, and I think it's been that way for over 2.5 minutes. Nearly three. And I know Bertrand's been on 28 for three. They only have 5 points in the quarter after getting 23 in the first quarter. Down low, the offensive putback won't go. Second time won't go. Third time the ball is loose in there. Will we get a three-second call? No, we won't. And finally a three-pointer up and in by Austin Pates after all of that. Three-pointer by Pates. And it's a one-point game, 28-27 Bertrand. 30 seconds to go here in the first half. Vikings need a bucket. Bryce Mason back out to Edrin. Top of the key, Cook. 20 seconds. Off the pick, Hunhoff. Tried the pick and roll. Hunhoff didn't go anywhere. The ball's stolen away. Uncontested layup at the other end is blown. And the loose ball is going to be picked up there by Zeb Lund. And here we come the other way. 7 seconds to go. A three-pointer by Cook is buried. Travis Cook buries the three-pointer, and that will take us to halftime. Boy, Austin Pates came away with the steal but didn't finish with the layup at the other end that would have given Pleasanton the lead. And then Bertrand comes back and nails the three. So instead of being down possibly one at the half, Bertrand is up by four. And I would have thought that there was any way that would have even been a challenge the way this game started. Bertrand scored the first 12 points. They were up 18-2 midway through the first quarter of play. And Pleasanton has battled back. So at halftime, it's Bertrand 31 and Pleasanton 27. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com.
The Pleasanton Business Booster Club is very proud of the Pleasanton athletes this year, and all the members of this year's Booster Club would like to take the time to wish the team best of luck in today's game. Go Bulldogs!
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustace.
Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says go Dogs.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
And welcome back to Pleasanton High School. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors, to Ricky Westland, Ron Wymore, and the crew here at Pleasanton High School for their hospitality. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. At the half, Bertrand 31 and Pleasanton 27. Earlier tonight in boys action, it was Arapahoe 40, Litchfield 33. And in the girls contest, Pleasanton, no problem there. They're unbeaten. Bertrand has yet to win a game, and Pleasanton won it 51-26. 17 points for Laurel Zwiener, 5 rebounds, 5 blocks in the game. Ashley Axman, 10 points, 17 rebounds, and 3 blocks. Bertrand was led by Mariah Peterson with 10 points. Brooke Dahlgren, Dakota Lundy each had 7 rebounds in the ball game for Bertrand. And again, the other game going on right now, the Litchfield and Arapahoe girls playing in the old gym. A reminder, tomorrow's games, because of the potential of bad weather, they've already moved up the start times 2 hours. The consolation games will start at 4 and the championship games at approximately 5:30 tomorrow here at Pleasanton. So make that adjustment. 4 and 5:30, the start times tomorrow here at Pleasanton. In the NFL, the Giants are in the end zone again, and underway in the second quarter, it's the New York Giants 14 and the Washington Redskins nothing. NFL Monday Night Football on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550. We will take a break, and when we come back, we'll look at some of the first half stats. 31-27 in favor of Bertrand. We'll be right back.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Nichols Repair, Lammers Truck Line, and the River Stop would all like to wish the Pleasanton Bulldogs best of luck this season. Visit the River Stop before and after the game to get your snacks, drinks, and even pizzas. Go Bulldogs from Nichols Repair, Lammers Truck Line, and the River Stop, all of Pleasanton.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fastfields Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fastfills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half numbers that we have for Pleasanton. Austin Pates has hit a three-point bucket for his total. Cole Pritchard has 6 points. Caleb Pritchard, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Colin Janicek, 12 points to lead the team. He has 2 rebounds. He's hit a couple of threes. Also, Trent Pritchard, 3 rebounds. Matt Giffen, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Tate Schaff, though, hasn't scored, but he's got 5 boards and 3 blocks. And Garrett Reese, 2 points and 5 rebounds, as Bertrand has shut down that inside game of Pleasanton, making the Pritchard boys and Colin Janicek do some work. And they're getting some of their points in the paint by driving and shooting, but not a lot of post production, at least offensively. 9 rebounds in the first quarter, 11 in the second for Pleasanton. Free throw shooting 4 of 4 in the first, but 0 of 3 in the second, all on the front end of 1-and-1s. 3-point shooting, 2 of 5 in the first, 1 of 4 in the second. Turnovers 3 in the first, but just 1 in the second. Foul situation, Cole Pritchard has 3. Nobody else has more than 1 for Pleasanton. 14 points in the first quarter for the Bulldogs, 13 in the second, and at the half, 27 points, 20 rebounds. 4 out of 7 at the free throw line, 3 of 9 from three-point land, 3 block shots and 4 turnovers for the Bulldogs. We'll come back and look at the first half numbers for Bertrand right after this timeout.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Trotter Fertilizer of Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes. See Trotters for everything you need to keep your farm rolling and your crops growing, including chemicals and fertilizers. Trotter Fertilizer in Pleasanton. Good luck, Bulldogs.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report, here's a look at the first half numbers for the Bertrand Vikings. And we'll start with Travis Cook. He's the leading scorer. He's got 13 points in the ball game and one rebound. Bryce Mason, 5 points, 3 rebounds. Chance Younger has 8 points. Those came in the first quarter. He's also got 2 rebounds. Michael Edgren has 2 points. Dalton Peterson, 2 rebounds. Zeb Lund, 3 rebounds. And Calvin Hunhoff, 3 points, a game-high 8 rebounds, and 1 blocked shot. So most of the scoring coming from the guards for both teams tonight. 9 rebounds in the first quarter, 10 of the second for Bertrand. Free throw shooting 2 of 4 in the first quarter. They did not attempt one in the second quarter. 3-point shooting 3 of 6 in the first quarter, 2 of 4 in the second quarter. Turnovers 3 in the first, 7 in the second. That's the big reason that things slowed down for the Vikings in quarter number 2. Bertrand had 7 turnovers, and I only had Pleasanton for 1 there in quarter number 2. Foul situation, Dalton Peterson has 3 and Chance Younger has 2. Bertrand had 23 points in the first quarter after taking an 18-2 lead. They were held to 8 points in the second quarter. A couple of Travis Cook 3s really helped them out there, including one with about 5 seconds remaining in the half. So Bertrand, 31 points, 19 rebounds, 2 out of 4 at the free throw line, 5 of 10 from 3-point land, 1 block shot and 10 turnovers, and at the half, Bertrand 31 and Pleasanton 27. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Conley and Owen and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
When you choose a brand of seed, look beyond just the product. At Pioneer Seed, everything you buy comes with our industry-leading services and technical support. Your experienced Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis, is backed by hundreds of scientists and local agronomy experts. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
And we're ready to get the second half underway. We always want to say a big thank you to many fine sponsors. As Bertrand will get the ball, they'll immediately try and get it into the big fella. Turnaround jumper by Hunhoff, the sophomore, going to come up short. And the rebound brought down by Matt Giffen. And we are underway here in the second half. Pleasanton with the basketball on the low post to Reese. Working on Hunhoff, kicks it out. Shafto on the right elbow. One dribble and in and back out. So patient time here. Maybe by both teams for the first time. I'm sure that was preached a little bit. In the halftime locker room, driving the baseline, giving it off is Pritchard. He goes to Reese. Reese kind of got tangled up, throws up an off-balance shot. Rebound brought down by Tate Shafto, and Shafto is going to be fouled as it's knocked out of his arms. Foul is going to be called on Dalton Peterson, and that is his 4th personal foul. So the inbounds pass comes to Pritchard. Cole into the corner to Janicek. Entry pass is knocked away. Hunhoff will get out of there with it, and Pleasanton will turn it over. Quickly into the front court. Here comes Mason. Free throw line over to Cook. Cook for 3. Travis up. It's over everything that time. And Reese going to the ground. Saves the basketball to Matt Giffen. And here we come the other way. And the outlet pass thrown away. So Pleasanton, who had 1 turnover in the second quarter, turns it over twice on their first 3 possessions here in this quarter. and some substitutions coming in the ball game. Of course, with Peterson getting that fourth foul, Zeb Lund will come in, the 6 foot junior. So the junior in for the senior, and Mason will give it off to Cook again on the left wing. Staying out above that arc, trying to spread the matchup zone here, the Bulldogs. Cook tries, want it out of there. Cole Pritchard got up and blocked the shot, but Bertrand will keep possession. Lund up at the top of the key, bounce pass into Hunhoff, double teamed out to Cook, this time a three, a lot more arch on it, it will not go. Hunhoff, rebound, back up and in. 5 points for Calvin Hunhoff, and it's 33-27, first bucket of the second half. In the first 90 seconds of the game, Bertrand had put up 9 points. It took him 90 seconds just to get a bucket here, and at the other end, Pates fires a three and nails his second win of the ball game. So it's 33-30. Pleasanton down by three. Bertrand has had the lead the whole way, been up by as many as 16 at one point. Vikings basketball on the right wing. Younger inside Hunhoff. Back out, little three-man game. Hunhoff again. There's Mason in the corner. Mason drives, pulls up from 12. That one won't go. Rebound yanked down by Cole Pritchard. And Pritchard gives it to Janacek. Little contact in the backcourt. And back over. Trouble getting it across the timeline, but they finally do to Pates. Austin back up top to Cole. Man-to-man defense staying there for Bertrand. Coming out of the box to take the pass will be Tate Shafto. Lofted up top. Now in the paint, Garrett Reese gives it off right corner. Pates the 10-footer. Too strong. Rebound brought down by Hunhoff. That's his ninth board. And then it's stolen away by Pates. His layup is missed. Hunhoff recovered. I think Hunhoff got a little piece of it. We'll give him credit for the block. And Bertrand with the basketball, swings it over to Cook. Ball fake, tries baseline, runs into Shafto. Shafto goes up, blocks the shot, and then I think Hunhoff's going to be calling for the foul, trying to take it away from him. That's the way they're walking. Personal foul is going to go on Calvin Hunhoff. That'll be his second. It will be the second team foul here in the third quarter on Bertrand. 5:18 to go, third quarter of play. Bertrand 33, Pleasanton 30. The winner gets Arapahoe tomorrow night at 5:30. The loser will play Litchfield at 4 o'clock. Again, they've moved up the start times tomorrow because of the impending storm. Here on KKPR, we plan on being in Axtell tomorrow night. Kearney Catholic Axtell scheduled to go 6:30 and 8. Don't forget, lots of college football bowl games get back going tomorrow. BYU-Oregon State on ESPN Radio. If it's on, we're going to be bringing it to you, if at all possible, mixing it in with the NFL and our high school tournaments. And here, Pleasanton trying to throw over the top of the pressure and throws over the top of everybody, and Pleasanton will turn it over. So 1 3-point bucket for Pleasanton, 1 2-point bucket for Bertrand. That's all we put up in the first 3 minutes here of the second half. That's a lot different than what we saw in the first half, especially for the amount of shots. Defense has changed up a little bit. A little 2-3 zone here for the Bulldogs. On the left wing with it is Younger. 8 points right off the bat. Haven't heard from him since. Now Cook down low. Fade away. Has to go high off the glass. And got it to go. Nice adjustment by Travis Cook. He's got a game-high 15. 35-30 fast break the other way. Cole Pritchard throws one up. It doesn't go. Calvin Hunhoff with his 10th board. Outlet pass. Here comes Bertrand. They'll stop. Cook passes up on the three this time. Swing it to Younger. Up top. Three from Chance. Is up and no good. Rebound brought down by Cole Pritchard. Bertrand, 5 of 10 from beyond the arc in the first half. They're 0 of 3 here in the quarter, and the shot is no good by Pleasanton. Can't get the board out of bounds to Bertrand. And back into the ball game, Colin Janicek. Doug Duda with you here on Classic Hits, 98.9. KKPR-FM, Kearney, Pleasanton, and Litchfield in the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. At the other end, Zeb Lund with an illegal screen, but the shot won't go. Down low by Cook, and the rebound brought down by Matt Giffen. Giffen pushing it to the other end, gives it to Pritchard. It comes up short, and getting the loose ball is Bryce Mason. Mason up ahead to Cook. Here goes the pace again. Down low, Hunhoff is there. Blocked from behind, Garrett Reese was able to help double down and knock it out of there. And that is his first block, the sixth block here for Pleasanton. Now it's starting to get a little physical, and Giffen slips. And a hand check foul is going to be called on Bertrand. It's going to go on Calvin Hunhoff. That is his third. And Coach Craig Newcomb saying, are you kidding me? Looked like he slipped, he says. And I don't know, I shaded a little bit, but I thought we were going to get a travel when the whistle blew. That was not the case. So Pleasanton will hang on to the basketball. But Bertrand still has the lead. 35-30. They had 23 points in the first quarter, and they've had 12 the next 12 and a half minutes. Up top with it is going to be Caleb Pritchard, who's in. Down low to Schaff, they'll lower to shoulder, no call. Back out. The drive is up, and it is in by Colin Janicek. First bucket of the half, he's got a team-high 14. Fast break the other way. Cook pulls up from 12 and buries it. So Travis Cook answers right back, and he's got 17. 37-32 Bertrand, 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Spin move there by Giffen, hanging right with him. He'll go over to the right side for three, and Colin Janicek nails it. Back-to-back buckets for Colin, and it's a two-point game. 37-35 Bertrand, and Bertrand throws it away, trying to get it to Cook in the front court. Let him too much. And timeout on the floor going to be called by Bertrand. It's their first timeout of the ball game, a 30-second timeout. This is as close as Pleasanton's been since the first 15 seconds of the game because Bertrand hit a three on their opening possession. 2:50 to go, third quarter, 37-35, Bertrand.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The Pleasanton Business Booster Club is very proud of the Pleasanton athletes this year, and all the members of this year's Booster Club would like to take the time to wish the team best of luck in today's game. Go Bulldogs!
And after the Bertrand timeout, Pleasanton will get the basketball. Could tie or take their first lead of the game if they knock down a three. Colin Janicek has it. He'll swing it over to Pates, who's checked in. Back up top, Colin for the three. It's in and out, no good. And the rebound brought down by Travis Cook. Cook looks deep. Baseball pass down there to Younger. Back to Mason, the trailer. Swings it right side to Younger. Can't get the three away. Down low, Hunhoff. Moving on, Schaffto. Turnaround jumper. Can't get it to go. Too strong. Caleb Pritchard with the board here for the Bulldogs. They'll get another opportunity now. 2:15, they'll lob it down low for Trent Pritchard. Back up top. Three on the way. Austin Pates, that's going to be short. And the ball run down to the corner there by Travis Cook. Almost threw it away trying to get it over to Bryce Mason, but Mason will bring it up uncontested. Over to Cook on the left wing. Right wing now, he'll go to Chance Younger. Chance puts the ball on the floor. Draws the double team. Down to Lund. He has a spot. He puts it up and in and draws the foul on Tate Schaffto. Tate Schaffto with his first foul. He's been real solid in there. But that time, Lund snuck underneath for his first bucket of the ball game. First foul of the game on Schaffto. First foul of the half on Pleasanton. And back in the ball game, Reese, Giffen, and Cole Pritchard for the Bulldogs at the line trying to complete the three-point play will be Zeb Lund. And the free throw is up and all the way down and out, no good. And now foul on the rebound. And I think they're going to get Hunhoff for his fourth foul. And Calvin Hunhoff is saying, what did I do? He was in there for the rebound, sandwiched by a couple of Bulldogs. He didn't have inside position, of course. So Hunhoff has four, and Dalton Peterson has four. And they want to take Hunhoff out, and that is huge. He has really been battling Schaffto and Reese down there. So he'll come out, and Michael Edring will come in. Let's see if Pleasanton immediately gets the ball inside here as they go to a 1-3-1 zone. Up top, they'll go to Giffen. High post, Pritchard lobs it down low, Reese. Reese is right underneath and scores. And we are all tied. Excuse me, we're a two-point game, 39-37, but they do take it underneath. And Bertrand's lead cut to two again. Into the ball game for Bertrand, Brock Towdy. Towdy for the first time has it on the left wing. Gives it off to Mason. Bulldogs out in that extended 2-3 zone. Driving to the left wing is Mason. Now kicks it out. Towdy, he'll shoot the three. It's no good. Long rebound. And just getting a hand on it, Colin Janicek will save it. Three at the other end. Trent Pritchard. It's up and in. And Pleasanton has the lead for the first time in the ball game on Trent Pritchard's first score of the night. At the other end, a three trying to answer. No good by Mason. They're 0-5 in this quarter from beyond the arc after going 5-10 in the first half. 40-39 Pleasanton. 45 seconds to go here in quarter number three. Pritchard hitting the three, the third three of the quarter for the Bulldogs, and they're sixth of the game. Janicek over to the left side. Pritchard, 30 seconds to go here in the quarter. Bulldogs have put up 13 in the quarter to 8 for Pleasanton. Baseline jumper, Trent Pritchard, a little flat-footed, won't go. Rebound, Bryce Mason, and then a reach-in foul on Pleasanton as he was going to be off to the races. Yeah, it looks like this one's going to be called on Colin Janicek. That'll be the first on Colin and the second team foul of the half. 23 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Bertrand going to try and get the lead back. They'll inbound it to Edgren. And Edgren into the front court. Swings it over to his main man. That is Cook. Got by the defender and a one-hand jumper up and in. Cook got the ball and already had his man beat. So took it right to the hoop. 41-40, 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Here comes Cole Pritchard. Swings it off right side, Giffen. Ball fake, 4 seconds, 3 seconds, a little contact. Are they even going to get a shot? It's a long three at the horn, way off the mark. It was a desperation three by Colin Janicek. So Bertrand does get the lead back here after momentarily losing it. And after three, Bertrand 41, Pleasanton 40. You're listening to the Bulldog Pre-Holiday Tournament on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com.
Ho Ho Hogan's has it for the holidays. Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Asics, shoes, apparel, accessories, and equipment for the whole family. And don't forget, Hogan's gift cards make the perfect gift. 8 West 56th Street in Kearney. Hogan's has it.
Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says go Dogs.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
Welcome back for the final quarter of this Monday Night of Basketball, and it has been a good one ever since Pleasanton got back in this, trailing 18-2. Now they're down 41-40, and they get the ball here at home against Bertrand. In left-hand corner is Colin Janicek. He has a team-high 17, and they're going to kick it out to Cole Pritchard, and Pritchard's jumper from 15 is down and good. Quickly to the other end comes Bertrand. They're led by Travis Cook with 19 in the ball game. Over on the right side, Brock Tally with the big story. Bertrand has Dalton Peterson and Calvin Hunhoff both on the bench with four fouls. And Hunhoff's the big fella. Peterson, is back in the game. He's down on the low post, driving on the left baseline, trying to get a shot away. It's a tough shot. It's no good that time by Cook. And it's run down in the corner by Pleasanton and then lost away. It was picked up there, and then trying to save it in was Janicek, and he actually turned it over. At the other end, we've got a missed three, and the rebound is going to be brought down by Cole Pritchard. Pritchard to Giffen. Giffen right down the middle of the floor, lost control, and they're going to call a foul on Bertrand. Boy, Giffen had lost his balance and was totally out of control and ran into a Bertrand Viking and got the call, and that fouls out Dalton Peterson. Oh. Peterson never got much playing time tonight, didn't score, had two rebounds, fouls out with 6:59 to go in the game, and that probably wasn't the best one of all time right there, because Giffen is flat out. He was flat out of control. Probably should have been a travel. And checking into the ball game, Zeb Lund again. Big number in the last quarter. Pleasanton was 3 of 5 from three-point land. They're now 6 of 14. Bertrand was 0 of 5. They're now 5 of 15. 42-41 Pleasanton. A minute gone in the fourth quarter. Pates for three. It's an air ball, but it goes right into the hands of Colin Janicek. Clears it out, and they'll get another chance. And he'll get it to Colin Janicek. Back to Pates. Swing it left side to Cole Pritchard. Shafto comes out in the corner. Skip pass right side. They'll go to the baseline. Cole Pritchard lost the handle, and stealing it away is Mike Edgren. Ninth turnover for Pleasanton. 12 in the ball game on Bertrand. Bertrand ball in the corner. 18-footer, no, a 20-footer. They'll say it is a three-pointer, no good that time by Travis Cook. And a rebound to Tate Shafto. So that's seven straight misses from three. And at the other end, the three-pointer is up and in by Colin Janicek. And he's got 20, and the lead is four. 45-41 Pleasanton. And again, Bertrand, 23 in the first quarter and 18 in the next 18 minutes. Left elbow Edrin up to Mason. Good ball fake. Got the man to fly by. His three-pointer, though, will not go. Rebound Tate Schaaf, though. And the Vikings just simply can't get anything to go. They used it all up in the first 7 minutes of the game. Left elbow to Schaaf, though. He's going to take the jumper and hit it. Bertrand needs a timeout. It's 47-41, and there it is. Tate Schaaf's first bucket of the ball game, and a 30-second timeout called by Bertrand. Each team will have two remaining. 5:40 to go in the game. It is Pleasanton 47 and Bertrand 40.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship-trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop would all like to wish the Pleasanton Bulldogs best of luck this season. Visit the River Stop before and after the game to get your snacks, drinks, and even pizzas. Go Bulldogs from Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop, all of Pleasanton.
Again, the winner will play Arapahoe tomorrow in the boys' championship game. We already know that Pleasanton is in the girls' championship game. Currently, Litchfield and Arapahoe playing in the other gym. And they have moved those start times up tomorrow. Consolation at 4, championship at 5:30 because of the potential of bad weather. They're going to start it early tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Out of the Bertrand timeout, the Vikings have the basketball, find themselves down by 6, and the ball is deflected and taken away. First turnover of the fourth quarter for Bertrand. It's their 13th of the basketball game, and Pleasanton has the momentum. They didn't have it early. They came and got it. Now can Bertrand come and get some momentum? With the basketball on the right wing, Cole Pritchard drives, almost stolen away, but it was deflected right to Giffen. Swings it left side to Trent Pritchard. Pritchard, swing pass back over to Giffen, pulls up for the three, and it's nothing but net for Matt Giffen. Evidently, these boys got to get tired before they start making shots. 50-41, a 10-0 run to start the quarter, and another steal. Trent Pritchard got his hand on it, back out to Trent, layup at the other end is good. What a comeback by the Bulldogs. 52-41, a 12-0 run to start the quarter, the exact opposite of what happened to start the game. Bertrand had a 12-0 run to start quarter number one, and it is Pleasanton a 12-0 start to start quarter number four, and it will momentarily slow down on a Pleasanton foul called on Tate Schaafto, his third. Third team foul on the Bulldogs. 5 been whistled against Bertrand, and Bertrand looks to get it in right underneath Hunhoff. Turnaround jumper won't go. He just checked in after sitting a long time with those four fouls. Rebound to Garrett Reese. Up ahead, they're not stopping. It's reached in and tucked away by Cook, but it gets swatted back over to Trent Pritchard, and he'll lay it up and in. Every ball now bouncing Pleasanton's way. What a crazy game. 54-41. Down to Hunhoff. Low block. Tries to come through with a reverse layup. Runs out of room. Off to Zeb Lund. His shot no good. Another one and done. Nobody getting any boards right now for Bertrand. Up the floor, Giffen. Giffen, stutter dribble, all the way to the baseline, hits his trailer, Reese, 8-footer, no good, but he is fouled, and he will go to the line, and Bertrand's flat-out gassed. Well, they have been trying to keep up, and Travis Cook gets his second foul. And at the line, Garrett Reese to shoot a pair of free throws. These will be the first free throws of the half for Pleasanton. And the first one is on the way and short. Coming back in, Austin Pates and Caleb Pritchard for the Bulldogs. They'll be joined by Giffen, Trent Pritchard, and Garrett Reese. For Bertrand, you've got Lund in there in place of Dalton Peterson, and outside of that, it's the regular starters. And the second free throw no good for Reese. Rebound brought down by Lund. Lund, Hunhoff, Younger, Mason, Cook on the floor. Cook into the front court. Bertrand just wants to get the first bucket before they can start getting more. They are down by 13. Driving the baseline, pump fake, Cook up in and draw the foul. And finally, Bertrand is on the board here in the fourth quarter with 3:49 to go, but not before Pleasanton rattled off 14 in a row. It was 39-35, a 19-2 run. And again, Bertrand started the game on an 18-2 run. The foul is on Trent Pritchard, his first, and the free throw by Travis Cook. They need them all, and he gets this one to complete the three-point play. 22 points of the ball game for Travis Cook. It's 54-44 Pleasanton. Don't forget when we're all done. The Misco Sports postgame show, all the final stats, coaches' interviews, and get you out of here for this Monday night. Giffen comes down the lane. He got tripped, so he just threw it up. It's no good. Rebound to Younger. His pass is stolen away. They were looking to get up the floor quickly, and Pleasanton got a hand on the outlet pass, and now Pace has it between the circles, and a timeout going to be called here by the Pleasanton Bulldogs. It'll be a 30-second timeout. They'll have two timeouts remaining. 3:25 to go in the ball game. Pleasanton has the ball and a 54-44 lead over Bertrand here at the Bulldog Holiday Tournament.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
A game that has seen a 29-point turnaround here tonight from a 16-point Bertrand lead to a 13-point Pleasanton lead. It's now a 10-point Pleasanton lead, and they have the ball with 3:20 to go in the game. 54-44, Bulldogs on top. Austin Pates dribbles around, then gives it off to Giffen, draws the double team off a couple of picks. They'll go to Caleb Pritchard, left wing to Trent. Maybe going to use a little clock here. Next foul puts him in the one-and-one, but it's knocked away. Zeb Lund comes out of there with the tip pass. 10th turnover in the ball game for Pleasanton. Bertrand basketball, a three would go a long way here. Mason with it, lobs it in to Lund, back out for the three. Cook on the way, it's off the mark, no good. Fighting for the loose ball, Garrett Reese takes one of the chops, but comes out of there with it, tries to clear a little place for himself. And up the floor come the Bulldogs to get it across the timeline. Again, Bertrand hit four of their first 7 3-pointers. And since then, they are 1 out of 12. Up top with it, right elbow. Pritchard, Caleb knocked away. Steal made, and there's an intentional foul maybe. There's a hand right in the back of Chance Younger headed the other way. Won't be intentional, but it will be a foul as they knew he was headed the other way for a breakaway. And that will be team foul number five. Not only was it not intentional, we're not into free throw shooting yet. Shafto back in, Cole Pritchard and Colin Janicek back in for the Bulldogs. The foul was on Matt Giffen, his second. 2:20 to go. Bertrand Hunhoff for three. That is going to be short, no good. The ball being kicked around, and Matt Giffen will come out of there with it. So the three was the friend of the Viking in the first half, and it has been the enemy here in the second half. As we approach the two-minute mark, and still a 10-point Pleasanton lead. Giffen on the right wing. Down low, they get it to Trent Pritchard, and he tries to wheel and deal. He lost them all. Out of bounds it goes. That's actually the fifth turnover of this fourth quarter for Pleasanton, and Bertrand hasn't been able to do anything with it. Bertrand, 3 points here in the quarter. Pleasanton scored the first 14. They haven't scored here in the last 2.5 minutes, or 2:20 about. Lund to Hunhoff, baseline jumper from 12. It is no good. Rebound pulled down by Cole Pritchard, and he will be fouled by Travis Cook, trying to knock it away. That'll be his third foul, seventh team foul. And so we are in the 1-1, and Garrett Reese re-enters the ball game. Three-point shooting in the second half. Bertrand, 0 of 10, and Pleasanton is 5 of 8. That's a 15-point swing right there. At the line, Cole Pritchard to shoot the 1-1. The free throw is up, and it hits the rim and goes in. 9 points for Cole. 55-44, Bulldogs. Second free throw on the way, and that one will not go. And then we've got a foul on Tate Shafto underneath, pushing off. And the foul on Tate is going to be his fourth personal foul. And with a minute 47, Pleasanton's got to think they're in pretty good shape here, but they don't want to be committing fouls like that. It's a sixth team foul, so no free throws. And up the floor, Mason, long pass to Cook. They're looking for threes or layups. Boy, Hunhoff and Shafto are shoving elbows, and that's it, a double foul. They both fouled out of the game. They have both fouled out of the game. Hunhoff and Shafto, a double foul has been called. That brings us to a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Bertrand. So Shafto and Hunhoff have both fouled out of the basketball game on the rare double foul call. Hunhoff, 5 points, 10 rebounds, and 2 block shots. Shafto, 2 points, 8 rebounds, 4 block shots. And a timeout will be called here by the Bertrand Vikings. It'll be a full-length timeout. They don't have any 30s remaining. 1:39 remaining in the ball game. 55-44, Pleasanton.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Again, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors and to the crew here at Pleasanton, headlined by Athletic Director Ricky Westland. Thanks for letting us be here and bring you high school basketball tonight. Bertrand has the ball, down 11 minutes, 40 to go. And they'll get it to Cook, trying to set him up, probably for a three. Edgren is back into the ball game, dribbling around, now forces the three, and it's going to come off the front of the iron, no good. Long rebound run down at midcourt by Colin Janicek. Plenty of Vikings can shoot the three, or at least they did in the first half. Cook kind of forced that, and now a foul going to be called on Bryce Mason. And a one-and-one coming up here for the Bulldogs. Well, we wondered how Bertrand was 1-4 at the start of the game, and now I guess we found out. They have been very streaky. In fact, again, 23 points in the first quarter, and Bertrand this season, outside of the loss to Axtell, has scored 53 or more in the other four games. They're not going to get that done here, as Giffen's free throw is no good and out of bounds to Bertrand. Minute 18 to go in the ball game. It gets all the way to midcourt before Mason picks it up to Cook. Trying to set a pick for Travis, who has 22. Over to the right side, Younger for three. No good. Rebound brought down by Matt Giffen. Outlet pass and another foul. This one on Chance Younger, his third. And at the line will be Colin Janicek. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show is coming up with all the final stats. And in Monday Night Football, it is all the Giants. 2 minutes before halftime, New York 24, Washington 0. 24-0 Giants with 2 minutes to go before halftime. At the line, Colin Janicek for the one and, well, it's going to be two. They say that is the 10th foul. Doesn't matter. He hit it. Janicek with 21 points to lead the way for Pleasanton tonight. 56-44. And the second free throw on the way, and it rattles around, and it too is good. So Janicek, 5 1/4, 22 in the game, 57-44. Mason can't get the three away. Over to Edgren, to the right elbow, back out on the wing. Ball fake, driving baseline, trying to maybe get an easy two, but Pleasanton's all over it. Three-pointer on the wing, no good that time. And the rebound's going to be brought down again by the Bulldogs, and Colin Janicek has it, and this one is over. He's trying to avoid the foul. Dribbles right into traffic, has to give it up to Reese. Keep away time underneath the Pates, and he is fouled by Travis Cook, and it's going to look probably worse than it should right now. This ball game's over with 38 seconds to go. Pleasanton's going to even their record at 3-3, and Bertrand is going to fall to 1-5. Bertrand will play Litchfield tomorrow afternoon at 4 in the consolation game. Pleasanton will play Arapahoe in the championship. And Pleasanton goes to the Arapahoe Holiday Tournament next week as the free throw is no good by Austin Pates, and Coach Bill Giffen going to clear the bench. Here comes Cody Janicek into the ball game. Also, Casey Janicek's going to check in. Here's Derek Tolles coming into the ball game, and Caden Zwiener. Second free throw is up, and it is in. So Pate's got one of two, and he will check out, and Jason Nichols will come in. 38 seconds to go, 58-44. That's the biggest lead of the game for Pleasanton. Bertrand looking to get some points, only 3 points here in the quarter for the Vikings, and 13 in the second half. Pull-up jumper from the free throw line just won't go. That time for Travis Cook, and the rebound brought down. Derek Toles looks like he had it. Ball being kicked around for a while. Bertrand can't come up with a loose ball. Into the front court, 13 seconds. Toles the trailer. Up, no good. Offensive rebound back up and in by Casey Janicek. Pleasanton fans wanted goaltending, but once they made it, it didn't matter. At the other end, we've got a foul that will send Michael Edgren to the line to shoot two with 3 seconds remaining in the basketball game. The foul will be called on Casey Janicek, who just got the offensive putback at the other end. And he's going to check out so that Brady Darby can get in. And the free throw line. Michael Edgren is up and bouncing off the iron. No good. Maybe it was this side of the gym tonight. Second free throw coming up for Edgren. And it is up and it is in. So Michael got one of two. There's 3 seconds remaining. Inbounds pass all the way to midcourt. Toles won't get a shot away, and that is it. But what a swing tonight. A 32-point swing for Pleasanton. They were down 18-2 a moment ago. They were up 60-44. And after giving up 23 points in the first quarter, they give up just 22 the rest of the game. The final score, the Pleasanton Bulldogs 60 and the Bertrand Vikings 45. We'll take a break and be back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show. All the final stats and a chance to talk with Pleasanton coach Bill Giffen right after this on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com.
Trotter Fertilizer of Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes. See Trotters for everything you need to keep your farm rolling and your crops growing, including chemicals and fertilizers. Trotter Fertilizer in Pleasanton. Good luck, Bulldogs.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
When you choose a brand of seed, look beyond just the product. At Pioneer Seed, everything you buy comes with our industry-leading services and technical support. Your experienced Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis, is backed by hundreds of scientists and local agronomy experts. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
The Pleasanton Business Booster Club is very proud of the Pleasanton athletes this year, and all the members of this year's Booster Club would like to take the time to wish the team best of luck in today's game. Go Bulldogs!
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
And welcome back to Pleasanton. It's time now for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, wishing all of you a Merry Christmas and an upcoming Happy New Year. Thanking you for your business in 2009. And don't forget, they're open right up through Christmas Eve, late Christmas Eve afternoon, for all of your shopping. Kearney High, Kearney Catholic Apparel, 20% off. College and NFL hoodies, 25% off. All youth Nike and Adidas apparel, 50% off. Letter jackets, basketballs, footballs, soccer balls, gym bags, shoes for everybody in the family. Open special holiday hours for you at Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Pleasanton gets the sweep over Bertrand tonight, winning the girls game 51-26. And then after being down 18-2 in the first quarter, the Bulldogs come back for a 60-45 win in the boys' contest. And let's take a look at the final numbers. And we will start here with Bertrand. 6 players scored, led tonight by Travis Cook. He had 22 points, 3 rebounds. Bryce Mason, 5 points, 5 rebounds. Chance Younger, 8 points, all of them in the first quarter tonight. He had 3 rebounds. Michael Edgren had 3 points. Dalton Peterson, foul trouble all night. He fouled out early in the fourth quarter, had 2 rebounds. Zeb Lund, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Calvin Hunhoff fouled out late in the ball game with 5 points, 10 rebounds, and 2 block shots, the 10 boards leading the team. 19 rebounds in the first half, but just 8 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 4 in the first half, 2 of 4 in the second half. Here's the big number, 3-point shooting. Bertrand in the first half, 5 of 10. In the second half, 0 of 13. turnovers, 10 in the first half, just 5 in the second half. And for the Vikings, 31 points at halftime, 14 in the second half of play. And Bertrand finishes with 45 points, 27 rebounds, 4 out of 8 at the free throw line, 5 of 23 from three-point land, 2 blocks, 15 turnovers. Bertrand will fall to 1-5 on the season and play Litchfield tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock in the consolation. Yes, that's right, 4 o'clock because of bad weather possibilities. They've already decided to move up tomorrow's action 2 hours, and they'll start with consolation at 4, the championship at 5:30. Then after tomorrow's game, Bertrand will play in the Franklin Holiday Tournament on Tuesday the 29th. They'll play Red Cloud in the opening round. We'll take a break, come back, and look at the numbers for the Pleasanton Bulldogs right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says go Dogs.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
And we are back here at Pleasanton. Let's take a look now at the final numbers in the ball game for the Bulldogs as they were able to get 9 players in the score column tonight. Austin Pates had 7 points in the ball game. Cole Pritchard, 9 points, 4 rebounds, 1 block. Caleb Pritchard, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Colin Janicek was the man tonight. He had a game-high 22 points, tying Travis Cook and Bertrand. Each had 22 tonight. 22 points, 7 rebounds for Janicek. Trent Pritchard, 7 points, all in the second half, 4 rebounds. Matt Giffen, 5 points, 7 rebounds. Derek Tolles had a rebound. Tate Shafto, 2 points, 8 rebounds, 4 blocks. Garrett Reese, 4 points, a team-high 9 rebounds, 1 block. Casey Janicek, 2 points, and a rebound. 20 rebounds in the first half, 24 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 4 of 7 in the first half, 4 of 9 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 3 of 9 in the first half, 5 of 8 in the second half. Turnovers, 4 in the first half, and 8 in the second half. Pleasanton had 27 points at halftime. They scored 33 points in the second half, and the Bulldogs finished with 60 points, 44 rebounds, 8 out of 16 at the free throw line, 8 out of 17 from three-point land, 6 block shots and 12 turnovers, as Pleasanton evens their record at 3-3 on the season with a 60-45 win over Bertrand. Pleasanton will play Arapahoe for the tournament championship tomorrow at 5:30 here in the new gymnasium. Will effort coach Bill Giffen, see if he will pop out of the locker room here, and it looks like he will, so we'll chat with him when we come back on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop would all like to wish the Pleasanton Bulldogs best of luck this season. Visit the River Stop before and after the game to get your snacks, drinks, and even pizzas. Go Bulldogs from Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop, all of Pleasanton.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9. We're joined now by head coach Bill Giffen of the Pleasanton Bulldogs. And coach, what a head-scratcher tonight. Both teams had amazing runs in this ball game, and there were two quarters in between that were real competitive basketball. But, boy, when you're down 18-2 and it's barely midway through the first quarter, you got to burn a timeout, and they were hitting everything. And the good thing was you had a lot of time left. But, boy, down 18-2, you got to be scratching your head right away.
Well, and you got to be also be concerned that right at that point, because it was too late then, I didn't get the boys up for the game, obviously, and I was hoping to, in those timeouts, build a little fire, and I think we did, but in those type of games, you're proud that your boys came back and fought through it, but you look at the things that led to you getting down that far, and we weren't getting back on defense. Our desire wasn't very good in that first quarter, and I see they scored 23 points in the first quarter, and 22
the rest of the way.
22 the rest of the way. So, and our man defense was not good. We kind of, hang our hat on man, but went back to the old Pleasanton zone, which we still use, seemed to do even a better job of defending the perimeter out of it as long as our wings were coming up. And so it's just kind of, like you say, one of those head-scratchers, you just don't know what's going to happen sometimes.
Well, I think Bertrand, we've seen the holiday tournament long enough now that Bertrand wanted to come out, and they gave you all you wanted last year, and I know they had the lead at halftime like they did tonight. It was a little different fashion, but they got off to a quick start last year, got off to a quick start tonight, but it seemed like maybe you had just a tad bit more depth, and the post players were really going at it tonight on both sides. I guess it showed rare at the very end with the double foul, but that's not the way I'm going with this. I mean, they were defensive, and it was up to the guards on both teams to try and find a way, sometimes from the three, but sometimes penetrating and hitting some jumpers, and Colin Janicek really had a big night for you.
Yeah, he did. He's got the green light, and he's a good shooter, and he's got the green light to take his shots, and I also thought Cole Pritchard really gave us some great minutes. This is only his third game back, and from broken wrist. And I knew, early when he went down in in November, till end of October, whatever, I knew that was going to hurt us because he really was bringing some good offensive rebounding, some good pull-up shooting, and just some good energy to the whole thing. I could see him doing that, and I thought we were maybe going to be a little short until he came back. Obviously, you hope you kind of fight through that with the other numbers you have, because there's other people that do contribute. But the way he plays can really, and you saw that in the second quarter, he can really kind of turn things around for us.
When you come back out of the halftime locker room, virtually it's a new ball game. It's a four-point contest in Bertrand's favor, but after they went 5 of 10 from beyond the arc in the first half, they went 0 of 13 in the second half. And you guys, you stayed pretty consistent and even got a little bit stronger as the night seemed to move along there. I said, maybe you got to be a little bit tired to start knocking down some shots, because it seemed the later the game went, the better your team shot.
Well, that's been a struggle for us, the second year I've coached. And really, we seem to do a pretty decent job defensively and hopefully rebounding-wise, but shooting, putting the ball in the hole has kind of been Achilles' heel. So when we have the shooters to get their shots, they need to be able to put them down. We did it, at least after that first period anyway.
Well, after getting up and getting going here, now you got to turn around. We're going to play a little earlier tomorrow. You've got to send the kids to school. You got to get them home tonight. And you come back tomorrow night at 5:30. You're going to play an Arapahoe team. And if the indication of the way they played Litchfield tonight and the way they played them last year, low-scoring, close, tight game, it looks like maybe this one's going to be more of a possession game. What do you do with Arapahoe tomorrow?
Well, we've got to come out, number one, we've got to come out ready to play. Like I told them afterwards, we didn't have a whole lot on Bertrand. There wasn't a whole big scout, but I said that's no big deal in that we got to concentrate on ourselves. But Arapahoe is obviously a good ball club, and they've got some shooters. They've got... they seem to be able to drive the ball pretty well, at least what I saw tonight, first half against Litchfield, and they got a heck of a team, so we got to be ready to go.
Well, from 16 down to 16 up, you win it by 15. You don't see a 32-point turnaround very often, and Bill, I guess for your kids tonight, it was on the positive end of things. So we'll let you get out of here and get ready for Arapahoe tomorrow, and we'll see you after the first of the year. Have a great Christmas and a new year, buddy.
Well, you too, and thanks for covering us.
You bet, Bill.
Appreciate it.
Congratulations on the win tonight. Bill Giffen joins us here on the West Coast Sports Postgame Show, and we'll wind it up right after this.
Meshco Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Meshco's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Meshco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
And all our sponsors are awesome. We want to thank them for being with us throughout the 2009 sports season as we get ready for 2010. A reminder that tomorrow night, weather permitting, we will be in Axtell to see the Wildcats and the Kearney Catholic Stars. Girls are scheduled to start at 6:30. The boys at 8. Who knows? That could change. They have moved up the times here at the Pleasanton pre-holiday tournament tomorrow. The consolation games will begin at 4. The championship games, which will involve both of the Pleasanton Bulldog teams, will be at 5:30. And then next week, we will be at Ravenna on Monday and Tuesday, Kearney Catholic on Tuesday and Wednesday for their holiday tournaments. Ravenna, Overton, Loup City, Centura, first-round matchups, and then Kearney Catholic will play Amherst in the first round of their holiday tournament with Ainsworth and North Platte St. Pat's on the other side. Again, the recap tonight, Pleasanton in the girls' game wins at 51-26. Laurel Zwiener, 17 points, 5 rebounds, 5 blocks. Ashley Axman, 10 points, 17 rebounds, and 3 block shots. 4 other players with 5 points apiece tonight for Pleasanton. For Bertrand, Mariah Peterson led the team with 10 points. Brooke Dahlgren had 5 points, 7 rebounds, and Dakota Lundy also had 7 rebounds. And then here in the boys' game, 22 points, 7 boards for Colin Janicek, and Bertrand got 22 points from Travis Cook, but it was Pleasanton turning a 16-point deficit into a 15-point win, 60-45. Earlier tonight, Arapahoe beating Litchfield 40-33. We never did get a final on the girls' game. Apologize for that between Arapahoe and Litchfield. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Whatever you need for that last-minute Christmas gift, anybody on the list, you can find something nice for them at Misco Sports. Open special late holiday hours for you the remainder of the week on the breaks in the downtown Kearney Center. This is Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you tomorrow night from Axtell. Again, the final in the boys' game, Pleasanton 60 and Bertrand 45. Good night, everyone.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lawrence specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. Podcasts of this and all play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to kkpr.com.